quality of life. We're also behind Section 13.
Number 8, Logan Davidson. Welcome to Rock Hounds Baseball and our 50th anniversary season. Follow the Hounds at home and on the road here at MidlandRockHounds.org. Now it's time for Texas League Baseball. Here's the radio voice of the Rock Hounds, Bob Hart.
Welcome to Momentum Bank Ballpark. It is a kind of a wet Thursday evening, but it looks like we are going to play some baseball, dodging some raindrops during the day. Game number 3 of this series, and last night, my goodness, a bunch of baseball was played here. The score last night was Arkansas 8 and the Rockhounds 7. And you're looking at the scoreboard perhaps going, no, it was 16-11. I know, but it was 8-7 in the ninth inning. The two teams combined for 15 runs in the ninth inning alone of last night's game. Travelers broke a 2-2 tie, and that's the other side of the coin that was just rather amazing about the game. Final score was 16-11. It was a 2-2 tie going to the top of the seventh inning. And then baseball heck broke loose. Teams again finishing the game 16-11. In fact, the two games in the South Division are involving the top three teams in the South Division last night, almost identical in score. Frisco beat Amarillo at Hodgetown 16-10, and here the Rockhounds falling to Arkansas 16-11. Travelers have rolled into town, and boy, they have swung the bats. We know that, 24 runs in basically a game and a half, and they have a season-high five-game win streak going through the Travs. And whether or not that'll get them back in the second-half race in the North, Wichita is making life pretty miserable for the rest of the division. But even if they don't, it is always a bunch more fun when you're winning baseball games, and right now the Travelers are certainly doing that. So 16-11, the final last night, 8-7 in the ninth inning alone. right-hander J.T. Ginn will go to the mound for the Rockhounds against right-hander Emerson Hancock. Really good pitching matchup. A couple of not only top 10 prospects, in the case of Emerson Hancock, the number 2 prospect in the Seattle Mariners organization. That is our matchup on the mound in this one. J.T. jogging to the mound even as we speak. And with the Hounds taking the diamond now, we'll take you downstairs for the Star-Spangled Banner. As play begins this evening in the Texas League South Division second half race, it's now Frisco by a game over the Rockhounds and by 2 over the Amarillo Sod Poodles. The Rough Riders and Amarillo continue their series at Hodgetown. They are again starting a little early in that series. It is 2-0 in the very early going with Amarillo leading Frisco at this moment. Again, they will play through Sunday as well, 6-game set. And as we said, that is the last head-to-head competition between Frisco, Amarillo, and the Rockhounds in any combination thereof. Over the last 2 series, the final 2 weeks of the regular season, the teams do not go head-to-head. J.T. Ginn has baseball in hand. We'll get you the lineup on a cloudy evening, but again, it's really rather comfortable. The raindrops going away, very little breeze at the ballpark, and we are set for game 3 of this series. First pitch right after this from Budweiser and Michelob Ultra.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This Rockhounds broadcast is brought your way in part by Budweiser and by Michelob Ultra. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for the first pitch of the game.
That first pitch will be thrown with 73 degrees. Again, virtually no breeze, and we were breezeless last night. Boy, the teams took advantage of that with that 27-run ball game. 73, cloudy. We're going to go through a lot of baseballs this evening, would be my guess. The ground is certainly, especially in the outfield, particularly is very damp still. Lots of rain over the course of this week, but we are comfortable and ready to get this one going. J.T. Ginn will get the start for the Rockhounds. Again, J.T. coming over from the New York Mets, the Chris Bassett trade, one of the several, of course, made by the A's. J.T. has missed part of this season, a good part of it, in fact. He'll make his 10th start for the Hounds. He's 1-3 with a 5.08 ERA, but that earned run average really doesn't match up with the rest of his numbers, and we'll fill you in there. Emerson Hancock, outstanding prospect for the Seattle Mariners, will oppose him. Here's J.T., and here is a red-hot hitter. Riley Unruh leads it off, and the first pitch swings ground ball left side, and that'll be handled on the edge of the grass by Brett Harris. Throw to first, and one man down. Boy, one pitch, one swing. A ball hit to the third baseman Harris, who was cheating in a little bit. So Riley Unruh retired, and boy, that has not been done easily of late. He is hitting .433 in his last 24 games. But retired here is the Travs shortstop. That'll bring up Joe Rizzo. Boy, Joe is having himself a stay in West Texas. He is 7-for-10 in this series. Left-handed hitter, he's the DH. Takes down low from JT for ball one, a ball to no strikes. Rizzo, the designated hitter. Zach Deloach waiting on deck. Stretch and pitch big, swing and a miss. Rizzo, who's been driving the ball all over the ballpark, took a big cut there. One ball and one strike. Joe Overall at 269. Those hands way up high as he rocks that bat setting up. Gins pitch, punched in the air, left field side. That will drift foul. Boy, not by much. Little looper that down the left field line looked harmless, and then it touched down, and it was just outside the foul line, so the count 1-2. Deloach in left field is on deck. He is the third batter in the order. Jake Shiner is the first baseman and the cleanup batter. Jake Shiner at first. Jack Larson in right field batting fifth for the Travelers. Larson is in right. JT with a twist and the pitch. Bounced one up there. Count goes 2 balls, 2 strikes. Chris Marlowe, the center fielder, batting sixth. Marlowe is in center field. Caden Polkovich, the third baseman, batting seventh. Polkovich at third. Matt Scheffler back behind the plate tonight. He'll bat eighth. Scheffler, the catcher. 2-2 pitch from Ginn. Swing and a miss. Got him on a pitch that dropped to the dirt. And Rizzo out on strikes. So the whiff for JT. Two men down in the inning. Patrick Frick will round out the order. He's the second baseman. Patrick Frick batting ninth at second base for the Travs. Unroll, Rizzo and Deloach leading it off. Shiner, Larson, and Marlowe in the middle of the order. Polkovich, Scheffler, and Frick round it out. JT has the sign. A little bit of a body turn, delivers, and that'll find the outside corner called strike, 0-1. Zach Deloach had himself a ball game last night at a home run, drove in 7 runs. Found the right field short porch bullpen with a line drive home run with 2 men on base. A swing and a miss, chased one to the dirt, and it's 0-2. Well, last night, just, I mean, offense all over the place. Give you a couple of numbers from that game as we get into this one. The 0-2 stretch and pitch by Ginn, and a swing and a miss. Boy, gets a first pitch bounce out, comes right back with back-to-back whiffs. JT Ginn retires the side in order. And a couple of K's in the books. So we have played a half inning in this ball game underway, the third game of this 6-game series. The computer, by the way, from time to time, you ever had this? The computer just looks back at you and says, not right now. Yeah, that's interesting. I'm trying to tell the computer that we need to go to a commercial break, and the computer just looks at me and grins. It doesn't grin. I don't know what computers do. We may have to keep this one right here, and we'll see what we have going. Well, that's a fine how do you do. Yeah, thank you very kindly. So we'll give you the Hounds lineup here, and we'll see if I'm my own border operator, so yes, we will hope to even kind of get that corrected, don't we? Hounds lineup looks like this to face Emerson Hancock. It'll be Chase Callaway leading it off in left field. Chase in left leading it off. Zach Geloff will bat second and play second. Geloff, the second baseman. Kyle McCann moves behind the plate tonight, and he will bat in the 3 spot. Kyle McCann catching. J.J. Schwarz is the designated hitter. He will bat cleanup. J.J. batting fourth. Tyler Soderstrom, the first baseman, will bat fifth. Tyler at first plate, a big night last night. Logan Davidson batting sixth and playing shortstop. Give you a remarkable number on Logan when he comes up. He's batting sixth and playing the 6th spot is Logan Davidson. Brett Harris had a 3-hit night last night. Third baseman batting seventh, Brett Harris. Devin Foyle will bat eighth. He's in right field. Devin is in right. And Austin Beck gets a start in center field tonight, and he will bat number 9. Austin Beck is the center fielder. Calabwee, Geloff, and McCann will lead it off. Schwarz, Soderstrom, and Davidson in the middle. Harris, Foyle, and Beck will round it out. No score, bottom half of the first inning, and Chase will stand in. Had an RBI last night, but went hitless, and that has not happened very often at all with Chase of late. Left-handed hitter to face, Emerson Hancock. Right-hander fires, and that is down and in for ball one, a ball and no strikes. Hancock making his 18th appearance for the Travelers. Tall, slender right-hander out of the University of Georgia. 1-0 pitch, and that bounces up there. The count, 2 balls, no strikes. We've said it a couple of times, but when you look at this rotation and see some outstanding pitching prospects. Emerson is number 2 in the Mariners organization. The 2-0 pitch and a swing and a miss. Boy, he rifled that fastball at 95. 2 balls and a strike. Bryce Miller is top 10. We've seen him in this series. Taylor Dollard is top 10. The Mariners chain, and Dollard is by far the top pitcher in the Texas League in 2022. He will pitch on Saturday. Pitch down and in, and they get a 3-1 count now to Chase. Hancock takes an extra moment this time. Shortstop is Unroe. Riley shaving up the middle. 3-1 pitch to Chase. Strike on the outside half. He thought he had a walk, and the count instead is full, 3-2. Chase at 315, 6 home runs, 47 driven in. He waits. Count is full. Hancock with the stretch in pitch, and the ball fouled away. Count remains 3-2. Hancock's fastball will be easily in the mid-90s, and he can certainly flirt with triple digits, upper 90s. Very capable of that. He has changed his pitching profile a little bit since college. He was a little more on the smooth side, all command. But boy, he has increased the velocity as a pro. He fires outside here, and that one is ball four. So Chase does get his base on balls after all. And it's one on, nobody down, and that'll bring up Zach Geloff.
Second baseman, Zach Geloff.
There will be several of these kind of matchups in this series. Right now you've got a top five prospect for the A's and a top two prospect for the Mariners on the mound to face him. Zach at 279, 12 home runs, 55 driven in. Right-handed hitter straight away. Takes down and away. Ball one. One ball, no strikes. Hancock on the year, 6-4. Emerson with an outstanding 3.18 earned run average. And this guy is flat tough to hit. Given up only 63 hits in 79 and a third innings. Opposition hitting 243 against him. Right-hander set. Delivery to Geloff. That's inside for ball two. A quick 2-0 count. Walked Calabui. Got behind Chase 2-0. Eventually walked him. Zach Geloff, 12 home runs, 55 driven in. I remind you, that's in a shortened season, shortened by the shoulder injury. Cost him a good amount of time. Takes a strike of the knees. Perfect pitch from Hancock in the outside half. 2-1. Slider sits in the low 80s. The changeup in the mid 80 mile an hour range from Hancock. Delivers here, and that's down and in. Boy, good stop behind the plate by Scheffler. That ball got all the way to the dirt. Matt blocks it, keeps Calabrese on at first base. Three balls and one strike. So he's gone 3-1 to the first two batters he has faced. Hancock, 25 walks against 56 strikeouts. Right-hander set and deliver. Boy, and Zach with a big cut, probably at ball four, but that's easy to say from up here. Three balls, two strikes. See if Calabuig is on the move here. Bottom of the first inning, no score. Pounds with the leadoff man on. Travelers went in order against J.T. Kinn. Calabuig runs, pitches one, and foul, oh my goodness, straight down off his foot, and Zach winds up sitting on his backside in the right-hand batter's box, and man, that has got to have hurt. He just flat hit the deck. 3-2, second time. Zach will take a couple of moments to try to walk that off. We're bending over at the waist. And as we don't get a second look, some of those, as we know, you send the foul ball straight down off your foot a whole bunch, sometimes gets you even on the inside of the knee, maybe on the inside of the shin. Any way you do it, well, you know, that just hurts like crazy. So Zach will plant that right foot right on the back line of the batter's box and stands back in. 3-2, second time. Calabuig runs again. Pitch, nope, down and away. Ball four. So Emerson Hancock, a couple of bases on balls to start this ball game, and that'll bring up Kyle McCann.
Kyle
all of a sudden finds himself in a rather prolonged slump. Boy, baseball can be cruel that way, can't it? Overall, his last 24 games, remember Kyle is hitting 245 for the year. In his last 24, he's hitting 270, and he has 31 driven in the last 24 games. But, other side of that coin, he is two for his last 30. Well, you know, those kind of numbers wear on you. Seen a lot of that this year, and that's, of course, the nature of the game. Pitch just outside for a ball, 1-0. But some of them just seem to stand out. Logan Davidson And last night we gave you a great number on Logan. He had a three-hit game last night. The real Logan Davidson has reemerged. 1-0 pitch. Big swing and a miss. Kyle comes up empty 1-1. Logan is now 8 for his last 66, okay, and his last three at-bats he has base hits. But before that stretch began, he had an 8-game streak in which he was hitting .429. Baseball is cruel. Pitch down and in for a ball. 2-1 to Kyle McCann. I'm trying to remember the player who said it. I think it was Andy Van Slyke. It's one of my favorite quotes about the game of baseball, and it says so much. Here's the 2-1 stretch. 2-1, and there's a line shot. Glove at first base. Boy, a nice catch by Shiner. That ball was an absolute laser. Kyle lined that toward right field, and Shiner took one step to his right, reached across his body, and with that gloved left hand made the catch. So that's 0-for-1 for Kyle McCann, but boy, the seams got loosened on that baseball, and here's J.J. Schwarz. Andy Van Slyke once said, "Baseball is a game of peaks and valleys. The trick is to avoid the Grand Canyon." Pretty good stuff. Creative, too. Pitch swung on, fouled away off J.J.'s bat. No balls and a strike. J.J. Schwarz at .320. 7 homers, 33 driven in. Boy, you just tip your cap to him. He was with Las Vegas to start the year. Found himself with the Rockhounds. Of course, he's getting a lot more playing time here. But he has really responded. J.J. waits. Pitch swung on. Pop foul out of play. 0-2. So Emerson Hancock trying to take advantage of a good play by his first baseman. He walks the first two batters, gives up a line shot, but Shiner gloved it. And now he jumps ahead of J.J. 0-2. Gallup at first, Calabui gets second. They both run pretty well. Pitch up and away for a ball, 1-2. Hancock with a big, deep breath natty. Plants that right foot back on the pitcher's rubber. J.J. straight away in the box, crowds the plate just a bit. 1-2, pitch swung on, fouled away again, and the count stays 1-2. By the way, a couple of games underway that are affecting the standings board and the pennant races. Wichita scored 3 in the first at Springfield. They now lead 4-0 bottom of the third. Boy, if Wichita does much more damage in that series, the second half is pretty well locked in the north. Pitch just down and away. Count goes 2-2. J.J. has shown himself to have a very good idea of the strike zone, and he took a very close pitch there. 2-2. 2-1, one man down. Right-hander against right-hander. Hancock's 2-2 pitch, and that ball hit hard to left field. Going back is Deloach, and that ball is over his head and off the wall. Going to send the lead runner home, and that will be a double and an RBI double at that, and J.J. Schwarz gets the hounds on the board. Boy, that's just a line shot off the left field wall. J.J. Schwarz continues to swing the bat so very well. Zach Geloff, by the way, I really like it. Zach got to third base, pointed back at second when the play was over, and clapped his hands together for J.J. and the good swing of the bat. So, bring up Tyler Soderstrom. The two walks come back to haunt Emerson Hancock, and his catcher Matt Scheffler will come out and visit with him, so mound visit number one. RBI for J.J. is his 33rd. When you talk about consistency, J.J. Schwarz has now reached base in 36 of his last 38 games. Now, you don't have to have a high average when you do that. He's hitting .333 in that stretch, on base percentage of .437, and one of the two games in which he did not reach base, he got one plate appearance, went 0-for-1. Now Tyler, infield in. Second and third, the runners. Foul ball, straight back, little foul tip. 0-1. Well, the way last night's game went in terms of offense for both teams, if they'd played much longer, Tyler would have had a cycle. He had a single, a triple, and a home run last night. Swings, foul ball, out of play. 0-2. And talk about prospect matchups. Emerson Hancock is universally the number two prospect for the Mariners, and Tyler Soderstrom is either number one or number two. depending on which service you look at for the Oakland A's. So this is one of the top matchups, I would think, in minor league baseball tonight. 0-2 pitch, and that ball sent into center field. That's a line drive, and that's going to be deep enough to score the run. Zach Gelof will score. Tyler Soderstrom, 17th RBI, and it's a 2-0 game. Just a line drive. Boy, the two outs in this inning have been hard hit. Sack fly and a line drive to center field. From the Rockhounds perspective, you're facing a very good pitcher in Emerson Hancock, and you get a couple of bases on balls, and they both come around to score. So opportunity seized. J.J. stays at second base. The batter, Logan Davidson. And what do we have? Pitch clock violation, I think. Yep. Pitch clock violation. Point at that left wrist. One ball, no strikes. It always feels a little bit strange when you see that on the first pitch to a batter. It really does. That may be something that they might adjust a bit. The chopper foul. Oh, my goodness. And that went off Logan's foot. Ouch. One ball, one strike. You know, I said last night the pitch clock couldn't have really done much with the game we saw last evening, but, you know, it actually did. It was about 3.5 hours of baseball, but that was a 27-run game. I don't know how long the ninth inning took, and I don't think I want to know, but that was a 15-run ninth inning. I would think in the old days last night would have been 345, maybe 350-plus. One ball, one strike. The look at second. Pitch on the way by Hancock. Hard hit ball. That's got a chance. That's a base hit for Logan Davidson, and that will drive home a run, and it is a 3-0 game. Logan with his 51st run batted in. I've got to say, this is even better now. Logan Davidson just got a base hit. In last night's game, his last three times up, he doubled twice and then singled down the left field line. Logan Davidson now has 4 hits in his last 4 at-bats. Coming into last night, and after he had grounded to second base or shortstop, but he grounded out in the 4th inning. At that point in his last 17 games, Logan Davidson was 5-for-63. He had 5 hits in 17 games. He now has 4 hits in 4 at-bats. Baseball, you got to love it. It'll drive you nuts, but you got to love it. And a visit to the mound here, the second mound visit. And I would have to think that is a really, I think, probably an important swing of the bat right there for Logan just to keep that momentum going from last night. Baseball, one of the words, and of course you mean it in a sporting sense, but it is really a ruthless game when you play it day after day. A hitting slump is... Man, he's just cruel. But for Logan, that's one of the craziest stats I think I've heard in a long time as Brett Harris takes up and in for a ball, 1-0. In Logan's last now 18 games and 1 at-bat, he's 9-for-67 and has hits in his last 4 times to the plate. Pitch down and in for a ball. It's 2-0 to Brett Harris, so a long inning for Emerson Hancock, and a left-hander is up in the bullpen for Arkansas. So the Hounds with RBIs from J.J. Schwarz, Tyler Soderstrom, and Logan Davidson. Logan got his 50th last night. Swings in a high pop-up off the bat of Brett Harris. Left side, is it playable? Yes, I think so. And Polkovich going to give room to shortstop Unroh. He will haul it in. So Brett Harris pops out to the shortstop in foul ground, but the Rockhounds put a 3-spot on the board. 3 runs, 2 hits, 2 walks, no errors, and 1 man left on base. So we have played an inning, and the Rockhounds break on top in this one after 1 Village Car Wash score. Hounds 3-0.
Spring forward into faster internet, more savings, and more choices from Suddenlink. Visit Suddenlink.com to get reliable, high-speed 300-meg internet for just $29.99 a month. If that doesn't put a spring in your step, you'll also get 3 full months of HBO Max, a $50 Visa prepaid card, and a free Wi-Fi extender for whole home coverage. So you can even get internet in those hard-to-reach places. Plus, as part of Optimum Flexibility, there are no contracts or hidden fees. And the grass gets greener when you combine with Optimum Mobile for even more savings. Now you can do more of what you love with our reliable 300-meg internet for just $29.99 a month. So Bring your savings into action and sign up at Suddenlink.com or call 800-972-5757 for new residential customers. Reflect auto pay discount. Taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. Not transferable and not available in all areas. Wired connection up to 300 meg. Speed, availability, pricing, offers, and terms vary by area. After promo, HBO Max subscription is $14.99 per month. 90 days of continuous service required for gift card. Allow 4 to 6 weeks for delivery. Additional terms apply. See Suddenlink.com for details.
We know a place where you can find bacon, blue cheese, and ranch all together. And that place could be in your hands. Picture this. You're holding the new Whataburger Bacon Blue Cheese Burger. Made to order with two fresh all-beef patties, crispy bacon, blue cheese crumbles, grilled onions, and our own peppercorn ranch. This is one of my favorite places. And actually, they're in my mind right now. Whataburger's all-new Bacon Blue Cheese Burger. Just like you like it. For a limited time at participating locations.
Top of the second, middle third of the order for the Arkansas Travelers. It'll be Jake Shiner, then Jack Larson, and Chris Marlowe. Missing JT Ginn. Makes his 10th start for the Rockhounds. Interrupted, of course, his season was due to injury, and he has come back. He's 1-3 with a 5.08 ERA. But I mentioned those other numbers really don't. Well, we get a pitch clock violation here. It's one ball, no strikes. Do it again. So, boy, the enforcement patrol is out tonight. Another one. One ball, no strikes. Pitch down and in, 2-0. When that pitch clock starts, and they are serious about it. So a quick 2-0 count. JT with a twist and a pitch, and that'll miss down and away. Ball three, so 3-0 now to Jake Shiner. 242 is the batting average, but tremendous production. 17 home runs and 88 driven in, second in the league. Pitch down and in, ball four. So a four-pitch walk, starting with a pitch clock violation. And just that quickly, Travelers have the leadoff runner on here in the second inning for Jack Larson. Left-handed hitting right fielder. JT, 33 and two-thirds innings coming in, so including the first inning here, 34 and two-thirds with 36 base hits, so right out of hit per inning. 11 walks is all, now 12, and 38 strikeouts. Right-handed delivers a swing and a miss. 91-mile-an-hour fastball, and Jack Larson swings through it, 0-1. The whip is a tinge high, but not by much, 1.4. Opposition hitting 269 against him. Pitch down and in. Nice backhanded pick by Kyle McCann behind the plate. One ball, one strike. Jack Larson at 259, 8 home runs and 48 driven in. Spent virtually the entire season with Arkansas, minus a weekend with the Mariners. Played against the Houston Astros. Got his first AB against Houston at the big league level. Takes him. That's down, and that's ball two, 2-1. Well, walks turned out to be critical in the first inning for Emerson Hancock. Leadoff walk here in the second for JT, and he's 2-1 now to Jack Larson. Logan Davidson shaving up the middle at shortstop. Pitch down and in. Ball three, 3-1. And absolutely no breeze. Boy, the flags last couple of nights have been unfurled about 2 minutes is all. And a lot of rain last night. It came late. Three balls, one strike. Pitch from Ginn. Up, down and in. Ball four. So, boy, back-to-back walks to lead off the first for Emerson Hancock. Back-to-back bases on balls here in the second for JT. And here is Chris Marlowe. Marlowe, 266 average, 13 home runs, and 69 driven in. Marlowe has been swinging the bat extremely well his last 17 games, hitting better than 350. Upright stance, waggles that bat a little bit. Guy with really good wheels as well as Marlowe. JT comes set, delivers. And boy, just missed. Down and in. One ball, no strikes. So Shiner on at second. Jack Larson is the runner at first. Tying run is at the plate. 3-0 Rockhounds here in the top of the second. Pitch from Ginn, swung on, hard hit, center field. This ball is high and deep. This ball is going to do some damage. That is going to find its way all the way to the base of the wall. That is going to drive home a pair, and coming for third is Marlowe. He will get there with a head-first dive, a triple. My goodness, does he fly. perfect stride coming around second base. He drove that ball just to the left edge of the batter's eye. Looked like it one hopped the wall. And by the time Austin Beck could get there, Marlowe was steaming around second base, so he drives in a pair. Boy, and bases on balls have come back to haunt both pitchers, and we're only here in the second inning, so the team's pretty much picking up where they left off from last night. It is 3-2 in the second inning. Marlowe, with his 70th and 71st, runs batted in. And the pitch is down low to Caden Polkovich. It's Marlowe's fourth triple. Well, he drilled that thing, too. That ball traveled probably 390, 395 maybe. One ball, no strikes, tying run at third. Pitch to Polkovich off the outside corner. Ball two, 2-0. By the way, the league leader in triples is Corbin Carroll of Amarillo. He has 8. He hasn't been in this league for about 2 months. 2-0 pitch. That's inside. That's ball three. Boy, things can turn so quickly. He got a 1-2-3 inning, back-to-back strikeouts. Did JT again, but now it's a 3-0 count. Runner at third, two runs in. Fastball strike here on the 3-0. So four batters have walked in the first inning plus of this game, and all four have scored. Three balls, one strike, pitch again, and that ball punched foul, left field side, and out of play, 3-2. Caden Polkovich at 246. 8 homers and 47 driven in for the switch hitter. And a 3-2 count. Runner is at third base. JT comes set. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Polkovich waits from the left side. Pitch right down the middle. Got him called. Third strike. Polkovich tossed the bat away. Thought he had a walk. I'm guessing he thought that pitch was up. It was certainly a high strike, but a strike is called, and first out of the inning is strikeout number 3 for J.T. Ginn. So the batter is Matt Scheffler, the catcher. Right-handed hitter, Matt, at 256. Infield in all the way around, not quite to the grass. Pitch to the outside corner, got there, called strike. Like just maybe a half step inside the bags all the way around. Outfield very shallow here for Scheffler. Stretch and pitch by Ginn. Ground ball to shortstop. Logan Davidson makes a play. Runner comes home. Nope, the throw is low and it bounds away. And down to second base goes Matt Scheffler. I don't know that they would have gotten him, so it'll be a throwing error. And I think the run would have scored anyway. I'll check on that. So I'm guessing that should be an RBI, and the runner goes to second on the error. So RBI and then a throwing error. So a fielder's choice, of course, reaching for Scheffler. Logan tried to get a little too much on that throw and short-hopped it. So throwing error allows the runner to reach scoring position. RBI for Scheffler, and the pitch down and away to Patrick Frick, the second baseman. So just that quickly, this ball game is a 3-3 tie. Well, teams really are picking up where they left off last night. Frick takes, that's up and in ball two, 2-0. Boy, two walks, a two-run triple. And the play at the plate, Rockhounds unable to deny the run, and on the error, Scheffler in scoring position, he's the go-ahead run. Ginn's pitch, swung on, popped foul against a pretty gray sky. Now up to the right, it'll rattle around the seats. 2 balls, 1 strike to Patrick Frick, his first appearance in this series. 233 the batting average for the Travelers second baseman. Top of the order, Riley Unruh on deck, and he has been as hot as any hitter in the league over the last month plus. Runner goes, pitch is taken. Here's a throw by Kyle McCann, and in time, clapping his hands together with a stolen base, Matt Scheffler. Mentioned it last night, he's 7-for-8 in stolen bases, is the Travelers' catcher. Now 2 balls, 2 strikes, runner at third with one man down, and that will force the infield in. I love the reaction by Scheffler. He avoided the tag, popped up, clapped his hands, pitch, boy, just outside. JT thought he had a strikeout, 3-2. So the Hounds, a fast start, got a 1-2-3 inning defensively to open the game. Got a three spot in the bottom of the first, but Arkansas coming right back to tie it, and they now threaten to take the lead. 3-2, Frick waits from the right side. Pitch by Ginn, up high, ball four. So that is three bases on balls now, and Kyle McCann's going to go out for a visit. And Chris Smith, yep, going to join that with the Rockhounds pitching coach. Check those other two games for you in progress. Frisco is at Amarillo. And again, they have been starting their games at 6:05 so far this week, so they are ahead of us, even during the 6:30 starts last couple of nights here. Amarillo had a 2-0 lead. It is now 3-1 Amarillo. They're in the top half of the sixth inning. Boy, that's about as quick a game at Hodgetown as you will ever see. So 3-1 Amarillo in the sixth inning. Wichita, well, the Wind Surge, I do believe, are making something of a statement in Springfield. They lead the Cardinals 8-1 in the top of the fourth inning. Wichita came back last night with a two-run ninth inning to edge the Cardinals 5-4. That gives them a five-game lead again. And they are up 8-1 in this one. That would make it six games with 15 to go. And, boy, that's a lot to ask. Ground ball right side. That's a clean base hit for Riley Unruh, and Arkansas does take the lead. And running from first to third easily is Patrick Frick. Well, Unruh has seen two pitches in this game. He swung at both of them. Bounced out to third his first time up, but he drives home a run here. And that'll bring up Joe Rizzo. First to third goes Frick. RBI for Unruh is his 48th, and again, guy has just been swinging the bat extremely well last month plus. So four runs, and that is only the second base hit. Here's Joe Rizzo, the eighth man up in this inning. Runner at first base goes, pitch is swung on. High foul ball, that'll get out of play. Well, Unruh, before I could tell you, he's a good base runner. He was flying. He is 22 out of 26 on the base paths. So when he goes, he gets there. Trabs have a good number of players, while collectively, again, they're last in the league offensively. Here's a throw to first base by Ginn, but they've got some guys who can swing the bat, and boy, they've got some guys who can run. Collectively, as a team, they don't maybe steal, as Stephen Davis was saying, they don't steal all that many bases, although they sure do. Some of them do. And boy, with really good percentages in two or three different cases. Pitch way down and in, back to the screen, and that'll score a run. So it is a 5-3 ball game. So wild pitch. Patrick Frick comes across. It's a one ball, one strike count. Down to second goes Unruh. Let's see if he tries to steal third base here. Unruh is 22 out of 26. Caden Polkovich is 17 out of 18. Chris Marlowe, 33 out of 41. On the base paths. Ginn's pitch just outside, ball 2-2-1. So the Travs with a five-run second inning. And that ball game last night was 2-2 going to the seventh, and ever since then it's just been on. Tapper back to the mound. Ginn will make the play, and he throws it away. Boy, you could almost, I don't know why I'm saying this, you could almost see that coming. He just lobbed the thing right over first baseman Tyler Soderstrom. So that is a throwing error, and my goodness, there are just moments, you watch as many games as you and I watch, and there are just times when you have that sense that something is about to happen. And JT got that, and sometimes, you know, pitcher throwing to first base, you try to be, I shouldn't say casual, but you're not throwing a pitch. And he just absolutely lobbed that over Tyler's head to third base. Goes Riley Unruh. First and third, one man down. Zach Deloach at the plate. Guy who had seven runs batted in last night. 5-3 to score. Pitch, and that'll get the inside corner, 0-1. So, boy, a little bit of everything in this inning. Couple of walks, a triple, two errors now. Well, one count. Deloach waits from the left side. It's to Zach. Big swing and a miss. Comes up empty, 0-2. Deloach, a top 10 prospect for Seattle. Zach, a 259, 64 driven in, has 13 home runs. First and third, one man down. Trapp's batting around here in the second. Pitch down and in for a ball. It's 1-2. Deloach, a left-handed hitter. JT again looking at first base. He's got to refocus here. You can't let the error bother you. The 1-2 pitch drops to the dirt, and it is two balls, two strikes. JT again, right-hander to face Zach Deloach. Runners at the corners are Unroh at third, Rizzo at first. Not even sure I mentioned Joe. Here's a tapper toward third base, and that is going to be, I think, is going to be base hitter. They got him at first base. Really good play by Brett Harris. Run will score. Boy, Brett charged that ball, and Deloach is a left-handed hitter. Got down the line pretty well, but a nicely handled ball by Brett Harris. But a run will score, so that's a 6-3 ball game. Two outs in the inning. Should have been the third out, so that run will be unearned. But it is an RBI for Deloach, and that will be his 65th, his eighth of the last two games. So a 6-3 game. And advancing to second base is Joe Rizzo. Called strike. Jake Shiner, who started this inning with a base on balls, and he now bats again. Pitch to the outside corner, down and away. You get a one ball, one strike count. Now both teams, of course, batted around last night in the ninth inning and then some, and the Travs doing it again here in the third tonight. Bouncing ball foul right at the plate, little chopper. Count 1-2. So a six-run inning. Jake Shiner, guy at the plate again, number two in the league with 88 runs batted in. Right-handed hitter, kind of stirs that bat. Bouncing ball foul wide at third base. Count stays 1-2. Top third of that baseball bat that he swings almost looks like it's metallic red. It's an interesting bat. He's driven in 88 runs on the year. It must be a very good bat. Or maybe just a good hitter. One ball and two strikes to count. Pitch by again, and that's sent out towards second base. Geloff makes sure on the play, throws to first. When it's low, he threw it away. And Geloff's going to talk to himself as a run will score. Boy, Zach yanked that throw. You wonder if that ball, I'm wondering if that ball was a little wet because Zach made sure on the play, dropped down to his knee to make the play, and he looked like he was trying to be careful with the throw. And here comes Bobby, and that's going to be it for JT again. So, wow, the Rockham's going to go. We have to go to the bullpen early here, so the error, and JT is going to walk slowly off the mound. Run scores. That one also unearned, of course. Rizzo will score on the error. Rockhounds have committed three errors in this inning. So it's 7-3. Travelers on top. By the way, the A's today making one change. There is a new pitcher on the roster for the Rockhounds. Wattison Charles has been placed on the development list. And the A's today have assigned Trayson Kubo to the Rockhounds. And this will be Matt Milburn. Not saying Kubo is not in pitch, but he is available tonight. So Matt Milburn will come on. And again, that has been a starter much of his career. So a guy who can give you at least some innings, and the Rockhounds are going to need that. Bullpen, of course, got really worked over last night. So it's a 7-3 game. Shiner ends up at second base. Another runner in scoring position, and Matt Milburn will warm up. Again, Wattison Charles placed on the development list today. And Trayson Kubo, last name is K-U-B-O. He's from the Hawaiian Islands, in fact. From Wapau, I believe. I actually Googled that today, and now I can't remember what I Googled. Meantime, boy, it's been a long inning. Emerson Hancock went out front of the dugout and throwing a couple of warm-up tosses. So seven runs across against JT. Runner at second base still belongs to him. Matt Milburn on in the second inning. Runner in scoring position. There are two men down in inning number two. It's now 7-3 Arkansas. Jack Larson will be the batter. He walked and scored earlier in this, the second inning. Left-handed hitter face Matt Milburn. Matt with a stretch, right-hander delivers. That ball sharply hit right back up the middle, and that is going to bring a run across. Throw will, oh, going to come home, and the runner will advance to second. Boy, that, well, you got to wonder about that. Austin Beck threw home. Nobody cut it off, and it didn't look like he had cutoff man intended for that. So Larson, an RBI single, goes to second on the throw home. Jake Shiner comes across to score. Larson with the RBI single. That'll close the book on JT Ginn. My goodness, what a contrast. First and second innings, a 1-2-3 first and faced eight guys in the second. Oh, and here a pitch inside and that hit Chris Marlowe. So Marlowe will take his base. So two pitches for Matt. He's given up a base hit and hit a batter. Boy, other than that, how's it going? So first and second, still two men down. Second inning, 8-3 the score. So for the second time in three innings, going back to last night, Travs have scored eight times in an inning. And in between those two, of course, they go in order, 1-2-3. Batter is Caden Polkovich. He was called out on strikes earlier in this, the second inning. Swings at the first pitch, and he pops it high in the air to shallow right field. Kevin Boyle, I think, says he's got it. Yes, he did. Makes the call and the catch. Boy, the inning finally ending, and the crowd, one of those applause of, I guess, maybe some sarcasm or relief or both, but fly ball out to right field. So 13 batters to the plate in the second inning, and eight of them come across to score. So we will go to the bottom half of the second inning of play, and boy, it's on again, isn't it? As we have played 1.5, Village Car Wash score, Arkansas 8, the Rockhounds 3.
Synergy Cinema and Entertainment, as much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies, and dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. Unleash your inner skills in a fun, fast-paced game of laser tag, and crazy cool bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to synergy.com.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Take the afternoon off and binge watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry. And the Midland Reporter-Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the ONG news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter-Telegram, delivering life every day.
Last half of the second. Boy, things have changed already. 8-3. Arkansas leads 8 runs on 3 base hits, 3 errors. A couple of men left on base. So we go to the bottom half of the second. And Emerson Hancock delivers low to Devin Foyle. Devin, then Austin Beck, and back to the top of the hounds order for Chase Calabrese. JT, you know, I'm guessing the electronic box still has some adjustments to make. I don't think 7 of those runs could have been earned, although that's a mess of an inning. Pitcher called strike to Devin Foyle. And at this point, online box says 7 earned runs. I don't think that's accurate. Pitch down and away for a ball, so they count 2 balls and 1 strike. Although you know what it might be. Boy, that is a lot of baseball. That's a mess of an inning. Pitch down and away for a ball. count 3-1 to Devin Foyle. So Emerson Hancock, of course, he didn't have a great first inning either. He gave up 3 runs on a couple of hits and 2 walks. JT Ginn, just a crazy line. An inning and 2/3, 8 runs allowed on 2 hits. 3 walks, 3 strikeouts. Ball hit to left field. Drifting a little bit toward the line is Deloach. She will make the catch, and Devin Foyle is out. One man down in the bottom half of the second inning. The batter is Austin Beck. And Austin, second stint with the Rockhounds, was injured trying to make a diving catch in right field. There was concern that his season might be over, but he is back. Takes down low for ball one. 1 ball, no strikes. Austin with the Hounds hitting 167. 7 out of 42. Home run and a couple of ribbies. Right-handed hitter facing Emerson Hancock and a swing and a miss. 1-1. Defensively for the Travelers, Zach Deloach is in left field. Chris Marlowe, the center fielder, is the 1-1 to Beck. Swings and fouls it away off to the right, 1-2. And Jack Larson is the right fielder. So Deloach, Marlowe, and Larson left to right. Caden Polkovich moving to third base in this game. Riley Unruh is the shortstop. Patrick Frick is at second base. Jake Scheiner at first. 1-2 pitch up high. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Pops into the glove of catcher Matt Scheffler. And Emerson Hancock making start number 18. You're looking for his 7th win. Ground ball, sharply hit at shortstop, backhanded there, and dropped. Well, now I don't know if you get Austin Beck on that. That's an interesting one. I don't know. Let's see, still giving that. Going to call it an error, so it's going to be an E6. That's one of those that you toss into that bin that every hitting coach thinks it's a hit, and every pitching coach thinks it's an error. So it'll go as an E6. 1 on and 1 man down. Chase Calaboy, the batter. He walked and scored, leading off the bottom of the first inning. 8-3 Travelers in the second. Hancock's pitch. Ground ball to second. Beautifully handled, and they're going to turn two. Patrick Frick made a terrific catch. Boy, I tripped all over it. Patrick Frick did not. That ball was hit to his left. He made the play, turned through the ball to the shortstop, Unruh, and Riley makes up for the error with a really nice relay. That is a terrific 4-6-3 double play. Frick to Unruh and on to Scheiner. Boy, Patrick Frick, just a beautiful start to that double play. So the error does no damage, and we are bound for the top half of the third inning in this ball game. The Travelers busting out on top. They lead it after 2 complete. Village Car Wash score. Travs 8. Rockhounds 3.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center. Aldridge serves all of your landscape and outdoor living needs with degreed horticulturists and Texas-certified nursery professionals on staff. And we offer a complete nursery and garden center. In fact, many of our bedding plants, hanging baskets, and trees are homegrown. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987, on Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram truck headquarters. We have half tons, three quarter tons, one tons, and more. 2 and 4 wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the completely new 2022 Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
Mentioned it the other day, the Travelers, again, offensively, and remember, this is all, of course, within the perspective of the 10-team league. They are last in the league in batting average, so offensively they have had some struggles, although, boy, not in this series, no way, no how. But they have been really good defensively all season, and that was a marvelous double play they turned to get out of that inning, did the Travs. A high strike to Matt Scheffler. Top of the third inning is underway. Matt Milburn back to the mound in relief. By the way, in JT Ginn, 5 of his 8 runs are earned. That has now been sent it through the system, and everything now is squared away. 8 runs allowed, 5 of them are earned. 3 errors in the inning, and JT committed one of them himself. 1-1 pitch. Check swing, did he go? Nope, check swing that did not go around. 2 balls and 1 strike. So the 8-run scoring on 3 hits, 3 errors, a couple of walks. 2-1 pitch, sent right back up the middle. Clean base hit for Scheffler. Now he is 1-for-2. Reached on a fielder's choice and got an RBI. His first time around did Matt, so he is on at first base, and he's a threat to go. He stole his 7th in 8 attempts in that 8 runs, second inning. A single to center. Here's Patrick Frick, one of the guys who just started that double play. Pitch to the outside corner. Gets there from Milburn. 0-1 from Matt. For Matt Milburn, his 25th appearance. 14 of them now out of the bullpen. 3-8, 5.58 earned run average. Here's a bouncer foul. A little foul ball right down to the dirt at home plate. Oh, no balls. 2 strikes to count. 0-2. The Rockhounds defensively in this game. Chase Kalibwig is in left field. The center fielder is Austin Beck. Devin Foyle is in right. Third baseman Brett Harris. Shortstop Logan Davidson. Second baseman Zach Geloff. And the first baseman Tyler Soderstrom. 0-2 pitch way low and outside. 1-2. Kyle McCann behind the plate. J.J. Schwarz is the DH. Now the Rockhounds a fast start, but punch, counterpunch, and boy, the Travs threw a beauty. They lead it 8-3. 1-2 pitch, sails way up high. 2-2. Patrick Frick, the number 9 batter in the order. So Riley Unruh, the leadoff guy in the Travelers lineup, going to get to the plate 3 times in the first 3 innings. Swinging a line shot left side. That ball hung up a little bit, and that's going to go down the line. Scheffler, boy, he really runs well. That will be a double. Throw a little wide, but Geloff will make the play. But that's a double. And Patrick Frick with an extra base hit. It was down in the left field corner. Watching Matt Scheffler a little bit. Again, he is a catcher, but, boy, who says catchers can't run? Catching his breath right now at third base, but, boy, he was flying. So second and third, nobody out. That man has given up 3 base hits and hit 1 batter. He's faced 5 hitters, and 4 of them have reached delivery. And that's a line drive right up the middle. That is a base hit. So it's going to be first and third. When, again, Unruh, before I could tell you, he swung at the first pitch both times up. He swings at the first pitch again, and he's 2-for-3 with 2 RBIs. Drilled that one right up the middle. So a 9-3 ball game. Batter is Joe Rizzo. He's 0-for-2, struck out and reached on the throwing error by JT Ginn. So Joe's in a horrible slump in the series now. He's 7-for-12. Swings and pops one foul out of play left side. 0-1 the count. Boy, Riley Unruh came into this game hitting .433 over a 24-game stretch. He's 2-for-3 in this one. And about as hot a hitter as there is in the Texas League right now. Pitch down and away for a ball. 1-1 to Rizzo. Joe, left-handed hitter. He's the designated hitter in this game. Helped get the Travs off to the really good start Tuesday night with a home run at a 2-hit game. There's a swing and a miss. Good off-speed pitch by Milburn. 1-2. Boy, whatever switch got flipped in the 7th inning last night, nobody shut it off yet. The 1-2 pitch, and it's bounced foul. Good, kind of an awkward-looking, but a good protective swing by Rizzo. He managed to get just a little bit of the baseball bat on that pitch. He was fooled by it, but he got a piece of it. He's swinging that same kind of bat. Who else has it with a deep red color on the barrel of that thing? The 1-2 pitch, that drops down low. 2-2. 2-2 the count. Trabs have taken the first two games of this series, and boy, they unloaded the bus and they've unloaded on the Rockhounds offensively. 24 runs in the first two games, and they have 9 runs here tonight. 33 runs in really less than two games. Here's a chopper up the first base side. Soderstrom going to make the play. And is that a fair ball? It is. It's a 3 unassisted, but a run scores. Patrick Frick comes in to score from third base. So it's just a little bounce out by Joe Rizzo. It's a, in terms of getting the out, it's a heads-up play by Tyler Soderstrom, but it also brings home a run. And the second base now is Unroh. The first pitch way up high for a ball. One ball, no strikes to Zach Deloach. So Rizzo grounds out unassisted to Tyler Soderstrom and drives in the 10th run of the game in doing so. Deloach waits at the plate, left-handed hitter. Delivery and the appeal. Mosse went around. Deloach disagrees. One ball, one strike. Little check swing and went around. So a 10-3 ball game. I mean, Arkansas is just lighting up the scoreboard. Forgive the cliche, but my goodness, they are just putting runs on the board by the bucket. Zach Deloach 0 for 2, but he's driven in a run, had a ground out to third base that scored a run in the 8-run second. Milburn's pitch sliced foul out of play. Count a ball and two strikes. And Travelers sending 13 batters to the plate in the second inning. After doing the same thing in the ninth inning last night, Rockhounds batted around and then some last night in the ninth. 8-7 in the ninth inning last night. Pitch down and in. Two balls, two strikes. Didn't miss by very much. Crowd disagrees. 2-2. So two runs on three hits in the inning. 2-2 to Deloach. Takes. That's down low. Ball 3. 3-2. Where's baseball, there is that infectious part of it. Contagious is the word, I think. Sometimes the bats collectively just either have it going or are struggling. And, boy, with the Trabs, it is the former in this series. 3-2 pitch. Ball sent on a line into center field. Base hit. And that will score a run. Throw this time will come to the cutoff, man. It's 11-3. RBI single by Deloach. Deloach now has 9 runs batted in a game and 3 innings. He drove in 7 in last night's game. So Unroh comes across, scores easily. Again, he runs very well. So an 11-3 ball game. 3 runs on 5 hits now allowed by Matt. And Deloach now has 65 runs batted in. Pitch down and away. Ball 1 to Jake Shiner, 1-0. Base runner is Deloach. He'll run a little bit, not a lot, and of course not in an 11-3 game. Ground ball to the third baseman. Couple of hops to Brett Harris. Goes to second base for one. The relay, the pivot, the throw, and got him. Diamondback energy double play will end the inning. Nicely turned. 5-4-3 goes the inning ending double play. But the Trabs put 3 more on the board in the inning. So we are heading for the bottom half of the third inning, and I keep wanting to call them Amarillo. It's like playing the sod poodles at Hodgetown. But the Travelers, we continue to just pile on the runs. Village Car Wash score to the bottom of the third. The Travelers, 11. The Rockhounds, 3.
Sawgrass Steakhouse is the place for a great steak. Why? Because they only serve the best certified Angus beef. A Sawgrass steak is unmatched, unrivaled, and unbeatable when it comes to flavor. Each tender steak is seasoned with a perfect blend of 7 spices, grilled over an open flame, and topped with seasoned steak butter. Taste the certified Angus beef difference today at Sawgrass Steakhouse.
Imagine. You walk into work, turn on your computer, and are met with a message telling you that all your files are now encrypted. Your company has just been hit with ransomware. Every 14 seconds, a new organization will fall victim to ransomware. These and other cyber attacks cost businesses more than $75 billion a year. More than half of these attacks go undetected by antivirus software. Protect your business before it's too late. Call Hilliard Office Solutions for a free security review.
Emerson Hancock goes back to the mound. Boy, his night has certainly changed. His fortunes have. Gave up three runs in the bottom half of the first inning. And he comes to the mound now in the third with an eight-run lead. He will face Zach Gelof, Kyle McCann, and J.J. Schwarz here in the Rockhounds third. This ball game now 11-3 Travelers. Zach Gelof, a walk and a run scored in the first inning when the Rockhounds took that 3-0 advantage. Right-handed hitter waits. Takes right down the middle, called strike from Hancock. Zach, 12 homers, 55 driven in, knocked the ball out of the yard three times at San Antonio. It's not easy to do. Pitch down and away for a ball, one ball, one strike. On our Hilliard IT Solutions trivia coming up, it's not connected to any date in history. I stumbled across a statistic. I was trying to remember today where I even found it. Pitch down and in for a ball, two and one, but a couple of somewhat unusual occurrences in Major League Baseball that got my attention, so I'll share it with you. A little trivia question coming up. Two balls, one strike to count. Gelof leads it off in the third. Swings and sends a high pop-up. Right field. Larson drifting in. Shallow right, and he will glove it. High pop fly to right. One man down in the third. And the batter, Kyle McCann. He's 0 for 1, but he ripped it. A line drive that first baseman Jake Shiner made a very nice play on. Kyle the batter. And didn't get a base hit, but hit it hard, as we mentioned, his first time up, trying to break out of a little personal slump as Kyle. Leads the ball club with 19 home runs and 58 driven in. He's up and away for a ball, one ball and no strikes. He asks for time, something in the eye, I think. Kyle will step away. He's the catcher in this ball game. Left-handed hitter facing Emerson Hancock, University of Georgia. The 1-0 pitch, and it slipped off the fingertips outside for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. Emerson drafted by the Seattle Mariners out of Georgia. It was after the 2020 season, shortened, of course, all the way around, college and otherwise. Bouncer foul at the plate, two balls, one strike. He had made only four starts for the Bulldogs in 2020 before the college season went away, but the Mariners really liked what they saw, and so far he has certainly rewarded them. Again, the velocity is up as a pro. The two-ball, one-strike pitch delivers outside for a ball, 3-1. Baseball America, because their scouting reports are so good, noting that the delivery not as smooth as it was in college, a little more effortful. I believe that's the word they use. Just swing and a miss, and the count goes full, 3-2. But again, that is added velocity, throwing in the low 90s to maybe mid-90s in this game, but capable of 98, maybe a bit more. He reaches all the way back. 3-2 pitch, and a swing and a miss, and Kyle Allen strikes. Hancock doesn't have an overly high strikeout rate. He certainly gets his share. That's 57 strikeouts, his first of this game. 57 strikeouts in, now what, 81 in the third innings? Two down for J.J. Schwarz. Double, driving in a run, later scored in the first inning. Back when things were much brighter for the Rockhounds. Swing and a miss as J.J. comes up empty, 0-1. Emerson had an error committed behind him in the second inning, but his defense then made up for that with a very nice double play to get out of the inning. And he's got two up, two down in this inning as he delivers high to J.J. for a ball, 1-1. RBI for J.J. Schwarz, his 34th. Takes down, away, and back to the screen. Now two balls and a strike. Teams will meet tomorrow and Saturday, 7 o'clock both evenings. Matamoskis tomorrow. Copa night. And compliments of our great friends at Rosa's Cafe. I think that ball, when it skipped to the plate, I think that got catcher Matt Scheffler a bit. So home plate umpire is Steven Rios Jr., and he will take a little extra time here, let Matt collect himself. Now, two balls and a strike. Pitch by Hancock, down and away, and that will go back to the screen, 3-1. Matamoskis T-shirts tomorrow night, first 1,000 fans. And fireworks on Saturday night, of course, for everybody. With a Sunday matinee to wrap up the six-game homestand for the Hounds. 3-1 pitch, sliced foul out of play, full count to J.J. And for the Trabs, it'll be the midway point of a 12-game road trip. West Texas and up to the Panhandle. They'll face the Sod Poodles at Hodgetown next week. Trabs then back home for the final week of the regular season at Dickey Stevens Park. I believe Corpus Christi is the opponent. Check swing up. That's called third strike. Boy, J.J. thought he had a walk. He was genuinely surprised. He is out on strikes. The inning is over. 1-2-3. As Hancock gets the strike called on the outside edge. So, Rockhounds go in order, and we will go to the top of the fourth. We will give you a game summary, whether we want to or not, on the way. After three, Village Car Wash score. The Travelers 11 and the Rockhounds 3.
After my first car accident, I feared the biggest damage would be to my wallet. I expected a mountain of bills and a long, drawn-out process. But my Texas Farm Bureau insurance agent was there when I needed her and helped me get back on my feet and in my car in no time. Instead of a hassle, I got reassurance and a quick recovery.
Coverage and discounts are subject to qualifications and policy terms and may vary by situation.
At Village Car Wash, we have one goal: to make your vehicle look its very best. And we've been doing it since 1969, more than 50 years. Village Car Wash also offers fuel, complete detailing, and 14-point oil changes. You'll find us at 604 Andrews Highway, open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 and Saturdays from 8 to 4. The best in the business for more than 50 years. Village Car Wash, Midland's first car wash.
Thanks for joining us for Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is brought to you by Oxy.
Travelers picking up where they left off last night. They went 1-2-3 in the first, but they did not go quietly in the second inning. An 8-run second, 3 more in the third. And the Travelers lead this game 11-3. Jack Larson will lead it off as we go to the top half of the fourth inning. Again, last night going to the seventh inning, it was a 2-2 tie. And since then, my goodness, runs by the bucket load. Jack Larson takes down and away. Ball one from Matt Milburn leading off the fourth inning. Larson has walked and singled, both in the second. Takes down low ball two. Walked and scored and also singled. Jack, left-handed hitter. He'll be followed by Chris Marlowe and Caden Polkovich. Bouncer foul toward the... Woo! Toward, almost got Rockhounds pitching coach Chris Smith. Chris is on the far side of the initial set of steps. Bobby Crosby in his custom spot here in the nearest railing of the dugout, nearest one to us. Pitch down low for a ball, 2-0. Bobby didn't flinch, didn't move at all. The ball almost got Chris, so he had to make a nice little move to get out of the way to the Hounds pitching coach. They've seen a lot of foul balls in their time, haven't they? Swinging a foul out of play. Three balls and one strike to count. 3-1. For Arkansas, 11 runs on 7 hits. They have one error. 11-7-1. Here's a line drive and pass Jack Geloff. Good effort. Couldn't get there. Line drive to right field. Another base hit. So Jack Larson, 2-for-2 plus a walk. Sixth hit allowed by Matt. And J.T. Ginn gave up 8 runs on just 2 base hits, 5 earned runs. He walked 3, struck out 3, 3 errors committed by the Hounds in the second inning. So the Rockhounds have 3 runs on 2 hits and 3 errors. 11-3 in the fourth. Pitch called strike, just got there, knee-high outside edge. Chris Marlowe. Chris tripled and was hit by a pitch. Both in the second inning, the triple driving in a couple, and he later scored. Swings and misses, comes up empty, and the count is 0-2. Travis has mentioned, and I should have mentioned it last night, but again, we had an 8-7 ninth inning last evening. A lot of stuff they have gotten past, but they won their fifth consecutive game to the Travs. And everybody in the north chasing the Wichita wind surge. And they were off to a big lead in Springfield. I'll check that score for you. Here's the stretch of the pitch down to the dirt. Good block there by Kyle McCann behind the plate. One ball and two strikes to the left-handed hitting center fielder Chris Marlowe. When you're winning a lot of ball games, as the Travs are here, a five-game win streak makes the bus rides a little shorter, makes everything else a little easier. The 1-2 pitch, ball looped in the left, and that's a base hit. Boy, that's just your absolute duck snort. It is 2-1 and nobody down. Didn't have a lot of base hits in scoring the 8 runs, but they're in a bundle of base hits since. Marlowe's single, shallow left field. Jack Larson goes to second. And here's Caden Polkovich. Joe Rizzo has reached base, although he did so on an error. And Caden Polkovich is 0-2 on a strikeout and a fly ball, but everybody else has been on base by hit, walk, or some combination thereof. A swing and a miss. Caden comes up empty 0-1. So a couple more base hits here in the inning. 9 is the total. 7 allowed now by Matt. Pitch drops down low. Count 1-1. 2-1, nobody down. Amarillo has expanded their lead. The Sod Poodles lead Frisco 7-2. They're already in the bottom of the 8th at Hodgetown. And starting early, Springfield is rallying back. The pitch outside corner called strike 1-2. Wichita led 8-1 going to the bottom of the 4th inning. It's now 8-6. Cardinals still batting in the bottom of the 5th with 2 men on and 2 men out. So Cardinals trying to, boy, make a stand. 1-2 pitch just outside. Ball 2-2. 5-game lead for the wind surge. Cardinals took the opener of that series, and boy, they led 4-3 to the 9th last evening at Hammonds Field in Springfield. But the wind surge scored a couple and won it. Swinging a foul straight back. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Matt Scheffler waiting on deck. 2-1, nobody out. Hounds to get a right-hander up and stretching anyway in the bullpen, starting to loosen. Boy, bullpen's going to be interesting. Swinging a looper out of play, so 2 balls, 2 strikes. Obviously, in last night's ball game, both teams used a bundle of pitchers. Each went to the bullpen 5 different times. And the A's today mentioned making a move with Wandis and Charles going to the development list, and Trayson Kubo has joined the team. He is, we are told, available tonight. Swinging a fly ball, center field. With room, Austin Beck, he will catch the baseball, and that's going to allow the runner at second to move up 90 feet. Jack Larson hustles to third base. Fly ball off the bat of Polkovich. Handled by Austin Beck in center field. First and third, one man down. And the batter, Matt Scheffler. Scheffler 1-2. Has an RBI and a fielder's choice. Stole a base and scored. And singled and scored, leading off the third. And now Chris Smith will jog out and visit with Matt Milburn. So that's going to be 3 mound visits early on here in this game for the Hounds. Believe that is Bryce Conley in the bullpen. Try to get a little better look here. And it is. So Bryce Conley warming for the Rockhounds in that right field bullpen. Chris Smith, a very brief conversation with Matt. And that's 3 mound visits. And that'll bring up Max Scheffler. Matt, 256 hitter. RBI was his 28th. And a catcher with speed. Not his stock and trade, but he runs really well. Pitch down and away. Ball 1, 1 ball, no strikes. They go to the sixth now at Hammonds Field. It's 8-6, Wichita. Leading Springfield. Cardinals really need to win at least four in that series. They've split the first two. Pitch up and in. Count two balls, no strikes. With Springfield losing last night, Cardinals picked up a game. Springfield there, just one game behind the Cardinals. The six games out are the Travelers. There's a swing and a miss, two balls and a strike. Certainly not an impossibility, but that's a fairly steep hill to climb. First and third of the runners, one man down, 11-3. Travelers in the fourth, and the pitch is up high for a ball, and that makes it a 3-1 count. When you look at the Travelers scorecard, beginning with last night, beginning in the seventh, pitch, that'll get there, called strike of the knees. So full count, 3-2. They scored four runs, rather, in the seventh last night, two more in the eighth. So they scored six runs in those two innings, then put eight on the board in the ninth. They put eight on the board in the second in this game. 3-2, pop foul, and do it again on the full count. So 11 runs in this game. They scored three more in the third inning. Stretch and pitch. Chop back, and that's up the middle. It's got a chance, and it is deflected by Geloff into shallow left center field. RBI single. Boy, Zach made a diving effort, actually deflected it kind of sideways. That's an RBI single. It is 12-3. Scheffler with his second RBI of this ballgame. In to score easily was Larson. Again, really good hustle is Chris Marlowe. He's got those great wheels. He comes all the way around to third base. So first and third. And Bobby now out for a visit. So Hounds are burning all of their mound visits as well. So four runs on eight base hits for Matt Milburn, and he will depart with one man on. I should say one man out and runners at the corners, one out in the inning. Here in the fourth, so another run on the board. That is a 12 spot. Oh boy, the Rockhounds have come home to Momentum Bank Ballpark after a week on the road in San Antonio, and man, they have run into a buzzsaw. When you look at this series, remember the first game in which the Travs scored eight runs. That game was called due to rain in the top of the sixth inning. It was right after Jake Schiner had hit a three-run home run into the right field bullpen in the sixth. They scored eight runs in that one. Then 16 in last night's game and 12 more here. So that is 36 runs in 18 innings. Okay, 18 and a third. And you know what? I actually didn't go all the way through the sixth inning, did we, on Tuesday night? So there were, two outs in the sixth that evening. So I do believe that is 36 runs in 12 innings. That didn't sound right, does it? 18 innings. There we go. 36 runs, 18. I knew there was something that mathematically made a lot of sense. That is an average, precisely. Thank you very much. My fourth grade teacher is muttering right now, Robert, shouldn't take that long. No, I know, Mrs. Morris, it shouldn't. 36 runs in 18 innings, that is two runs per inning. Over 18 innings. My goodness. So 12-3, Bryce Connolly. Gets the call out of the Rockhounds bullpen. And that'll bring up Patrick Frick. He has walked and doubled in this game, scoring both times. And first and third of the runners. Oh, we didn't have a first base coach. Now we do. Can't play baseball without a first base coach. Now we're ready to go. Frick stands in. Connolly stretches. Bryce's delivery swung on and missed. 0-1. A little mini road to the show for you from Astound Broadband, listening today to the A's game for a little bit. Of course, some familiar names. A.J. Puck actually had a blown save in that game. Sorry, A.J. Swinging a fly ball to center field. Not overly deep, but the runner will tag. Austin Beck will make the catch. Runner breaks for the plate. Throw is going to be close, but not in time. Run scores, 13-3. Sacrifice fly, Patrick Frick. And again, that base runner at third was Chris Marlowe, and boy, there are times when wheels just make such a big difference. That ball wasn't in overly deep, just deep enough to score Marlowe. So second out of the inning, that run goes to Matt Milburn. Second out of the inning, Matt Scheffler remaining at first base. So two runs across, one man on and two man down. Top of the order. Well, does Riley Unruh swing at the first pitch? Not this time. Takes up and away for a ball. In that game today was the A's against Washington, and they went to extra innings, and we had a ball game to do, but Kyle Finnegan pitching for Washington. 1-0 pitch, and that ball lined right field, and that's going to sink and drop for a base hit. Boy, Unruh just swinging the dickens out of the bat. Three hits in a row. Again, hitting right about 450, some close to it anyway, in his last 25 games now. A 3-for-4 night for Riley Unruh. First and second base. Scheffler runs well, but that ball was hit really just on a rope to right field. So first and second, two men are up. Here's Joe Rizzo. 0-for-3 with a run and a ribby. Stretched by Bryce Conley. Pitch. Got the inside corner at the knees for a strike, 0-1. Kyle Finnegan, closer for the 2017 Rockhounds, don't see it during the regular season, but in the playoffs at Tulsa, in completing the four-peat, saved games 3, 4, and 5. Kyle Finnegan holds quite a place in franchise history. Swinging a fly ball, left field, Calabrese drifts over. Has time and room, and he's got the ball for the out. So, the fourth inning in the books, but two more for the Travelers. And they have built the lead now to double digits. To the bottom of the fourth we go. A little trivia on the way. Village Car Wash score. Travs 13 and the Rockhounds 3.
VIP Sports Getaway has an unforgettable experience in store for Dallas Cowboy fans. Enjoy the trip with friends and let VIP Sports Getaway take care of the rest. Our packages include your game ticket, hotel accommodations, transportation, and the ultimate bill-based tailgate party. It's a private, all-inclusive party with a catered meal and beverages directly across from the stadium. To find out more about our Cowboys packages, visit VIPSportsGetaway.com.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. How about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Emerson Hancock, who had a slow start to this game. He gave up the first three runs, bottom of the first inning, and things were not looking particularly good. Now, of course, the three runs are still going to go on that ERA, but he comes to the mound now to the bottom of the fourth with a 10-run advantage, does the very talented right-hander. And the batter will be Tyler Soderstrom. Tyler, sacrifice fly on a line drive to center his first time up. Logan Davidson and Brett Harris to follow here in the Rockhounds' fourth inning. Just did when you have to really slow down and count and write stuff down on paper when you're talking about baseball runs over a seven-inning stretch, one ball, no strikes to Soderstrom. In the last seven innings, the Travelers have scored 27 runs. Seven innings, 27 runs. That is not as close to four runs per inning as you want to get. Chopper out toward third or short. Going to be the shortstop making the play as Unruh's throw in time. Soderstrom retired. One man down in the fourth. I do not know where I stumbled across this. I was looking up something else, trying to get a historical perspective on something, and I ran across an interesting stat. It covers two different, non-related, by the way, but two different occurrences in baseball, in big league history. And this will have no particular tie. I just found it interesting. Here is Logan Davidson now. Switch hitter batting from the left side. Big swing and a miss comes up empty, 0-1. RBI single in the first inning that put the Hounds up 3-0 back in the good old days. They shade him up the middle to the Trabs. Hancock's delivery, ground ball, right side, and this is stunning. That is 5 consecutive hits for Logan Davidson. If you don't think baseball is a goofy game, latch your mind around this. Logan Davidson, before the base hit last night, let me check the card, see when he got the hit last night. I think it was the 7th. Because he had base hits in the 7th, 9th, and 10th last night. Before his base hit in the 7th inning last night, Logan Davidson had 5 hits in 63 at-bats. He now has 5 hits in his last 5 at-bats. Ground ball up the middle. That might be 2. Flip to shortstop for 1. There'll be no relay. Good hard slide by Logan. Clean. Brett Harris bounces into the fielder's choice. 6-4 put out at second base. 2 down. You know, when he got that base hit, Logan, in the first inning, that was 4 consecutive hits, and you just thought, my goodness, I mean, could he... You make it 5 just to give you that. That's remarkable how baseball can just be such a crazy game. 5 hits in 63 at-bats, that's 17 games. And then 5 hits in 5 at-bats. So Logan with a base hit here. He's now forced out on the play by the shortstop, Unroh, making the play on the ball hit by Harris. 1-on, 2 out for Devin Foyle. Pitch way outside from Hancock for ball. 1-1 ball, no strikes. A couple of unusual occurrences in big league baseball. A team turns two triple plays, rather, in one game. Team turns 2 triple plays in a game. And the other one, which is really unusual, here's a fly ball to left, but not deep. Deloach is there, plenty of time and room, and he's got it for the out. So the Logan Davidson base hit, and no matter what happens the rest of the way, that is really important for the Rockhounds to try to get out of this slide. Logan Davidson is going to be in that lineup pretty much every day. Boy, he has busted out of a slump with 5 hits now in his last 5 at-bats. So we have played 4. Little trivia we will get to in a moment. Village Car Wash scored through 4. Travelers 13, Rockhounds 3.
At HEB, we know that game day is about more than the game itself. The taste of victory is unparalleled, but so is the taste of HEB jalapeno poppers hot off the grill. Seeing the best players in their prime is truly something to behold. So is an HEB Prime 1 burger that you grilled to perfection. For low prices on all the things that make game day great and delicious, visit HEB, your official game day headquarters, or use the MyHEB app to order curbside and start prepping for game day right away.
Olympus Properties offer luxury living in West Texas. 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes featuring modern finishes and amenities including resort-style pools, 24-hour fitness centers, tanning rooms, and more. Anatole on Briarwood in Midland brings it all together with an ideal location combined with contemporary, well-appointed apartment homes. Take a virtual tour, schedule an in-person visit, and look for our move-in specials, all at OlympusProperties.com. Your home, our passion, Olympus Properties.
Top of the 5th, and it is all Arkansas. This one, a 13-3 lead for the Travelers. Boy, they may not want to leave this ballpark. 13-3 to score. We go to the top half of the 5th. And the batter will be Zach Deloach. 1-for-3, 2 more runs driven in, 9 ribbies in the last 2 games for the left-handed hitting left fielder. Jake Shiner and Jack Larson to follow. Bryce Conley on in relief in the 4th inning. JT Ginn started. Matt Milburn relieved him, and now Bryce on to pitch. Fires down and in for a ball. Amarillo trying to close out Frisco, but boy, it's Hodgetown. It's 7-2 in the top of the 9th, but Frisco has the bases loaded and nobody out. Pitch outside for a ball. Count is 2 balls, no strikes. And they have just scored twice. Have the Rough Riders hit 7-4. 2-0 to count. Conley stretches, right-hander delivers, and that is down the middle for a called strike 2-1. If Amarillo closes out the Riders, they move to within a game. the Hounds, barring a huge comeback, will remain a game behind. Ground ball, right side, handled by Gelof. He will underhand to first. So one man down here in the fifth inning. Of course, two sides of the coin. Rockhounds just trying to, boy, get up off the mat in this series. Jake Shiner is the batter. Walked and scored in the second. Also reached on an error and scored in the eight-run second inning. Bounced into a 5-4-3 double play his last time up. 0-for-2, a walk and a couple of runs. Conley's pitch finds the inside part of the plate for a strike, and it's 0-1. Mentioned the South Division has really been a division of kind of streaky. Check swing, did he go? Close, nope, kind of flicked the bat but did not go. San Antonio in the first half after a remarkably slow start. I mean, they were swept at home in their very first series of the year, a six-gamer in Nelson Wolf. Pitch fouled straight back, 1-2. Like something like 2-11. I have that written down somewhere. They got off to a horrible start, but all of a sudden the Missions turned a corner. They got hot, played 667 baseball over their last 54, and won the first half. 1-2 pitch bounced foul. Frisco took the early second half lead. They led much of the first half as well. The Rockhounds went on that hot streak, including a 10-2 road trip, took over the top spot, and now they've kind of shared that with Frisco over the last 2 or 3 weeks. The 1-2 pitch, ball hard hit, line drive toward the left field corner. On the move is Calabuig, but he will have to play that toward the corner, and that's going to be a two-bagger for Jake Shiner. One out double into the left field corner. Boy, Trav's just, boy, they're loving this ballpark. One on with one down for Jack Larson. Hounds, of course, have really cooled off of late, and now it's Amarillo that's played very good baseball. Sodpoodles came here, took 4 out of 5. Cooled off a little bit at Corpus Christi, but not a whole bunch. Pitch up high for a ball, 1-0. Now they have a chance, and they have 2 outs now in the top of the ninth inning. Amarillo about to close within 1 game. Frisco and tie the Rockhounds 1 game behind, second place 1 game behind the Rough Riders. Pitch down and in, ball 2, 2 balls, no strikes. The trivia was talking about a team turns 2 triple plays in the same game. These are unusual occurrences. The other one is really strange, and I looked at it, I had to read it twice. A shortstop, Major League Baseball shortstop, 2 9-inning games, a doubleheader. Bouncing ball foul wide of first, and the shortstop does not have an official chance. No putouts, no assists, no errors in a doubleheader. Now the 2 triple plays, that's kind of a, yeah, that's a standout deal. The other is just an oddity, but you think about it, the shortstop, I mean, he's going to touch the ball, you would think, multiple times every game. 2-1 pitch, just outside, ball 3, 3-1 with a runner in scoring position, 1 down, 13-3 travelers. Well, those two occurrences, team turns 2 triple plays in the same game, a shortstop plays a doubleheader without an official chance, have happened the same number of times. Is it called strike? 3-2. Happened the same number of times in baseball history, between 0 and 10. How many times? How many times has a team executed a triple play twice in a game, 2 triple plays in the same game? And how many times has a shortstop played a doubleheader without an official defensive chance? Pitch up high and away, ball 4, runner on first now, first and second. Batter is Chris Marlowe. He has tripled, was hit by a pitch and singled. He's scored twice. He's driven in 2 with a 3-bagger. You mentioned, too, Chris has been swinging the bat really well. Marlowe coming into this game hitting .361 in his last 17 games. Pitch from Conley, ground ball, right side of the infield. Gelof, they'll pivot, they'll go to shortstop for 1. They're not going to get Marlowe, no chance, but the lead runner advances, and out at second is Larson. 4-6 put out, second out of the inning. Advancing to third is Shiner, and reaching on the fielder's choice, the speedy Chris Marlowe. Not going to turn many double plays if Marlowe is the guy that you're trying to double up. So first and third, Bryce Conley just trying to keep this score where it is. It's not pretty where it is. Amarillo, by the way, just closed the door on Frisco. 7-4, the final at Hodgetown. Backdoor pitch, just off the outside edge from Conley. Some people paying attention to this ballpark despite the score. That mumber and mumbling, the grumbling, that pitch just missed the outside edge. One ball, no strikes. Conley's pitch, that's to the dirt, and that is blocked by Kyle McCann. Two balls and no strikes. Picked it nicely, did Kyle. So Amarillo now just a game behind the Frisco Rough Riders. Hounds figure to be the same when the night is through. Swinging a foul straight back. Two balls and a strike. Caden Polkovich at the plate. Apologies, Caden, for not introducing you properly. He's 0 for 3. So he'd like to get in on the fun a little bit. He has struck out, flown to right, and flown to center. Switch hitter batting from the left side. Polkovich waits. Pitch takes flight. Down and in. And another backhanded pick by Kyle McCann. That's a 13-3 deficit, but still he's kept a run from scoring now twice. Right-hander Bryce Conley coming set. Runners at the corners, two men down. 3-1 count, pitch to Polkovich, ground ball and a couple of hops to Gela. Picks it nicely. Underhands to first. That had been a very pretty defensive game, but that was a nice play. Well, instead of waiting for the second hop, Geloff charged the ball. He got that down and kind of scoops the ball, pushing that glove forward to meet the baseball and made a good play to win the inning. So no runs on a base hit and a walk. A couple of men are left on base. So we'll give you our trivia answer on the other side of this upcoming timeout. How many times in baseball history has a team turned two triple plays in one game? And how many times has a shortstop in the big leagues played a doubleheader and not had an assist, put out, or error? No chances. The number is the same for both occurrences. Village Car Wash score, Travs 13, Hounds 3.
Hey, sports fans, do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Surf, stream, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV. All from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary, and I might guarantee certain restrictions apply. Call Astound for details.
It's time to amp up the fun. Now during the Ford Summer Supercharged Sales Event. Get great offers on select Ford vehicles, and you'll not only bring back the fun, you'll supercharge it. So stop by the Summer Supercharged Sales Event at your Ford dealer and discover how Ford can take your summer to a whole new level. Not all models, trims, or features may be available. Contact your dealer for information.
In the bottom half of the fifth, it'll be Austin Beck to lead it off. Then back to the top of the order for Chase Calabuig for the Rockhounds. Austin bounced into a 4-6. Actually, he reached on an error, then was out on a 4-6-3 double play. His first time up. Right-handed hitter stands in. Emerson Hancock back to work for his fifth inning. Delivers just outside for a ball. One ball, no strikes. We have made the journey fully into night, pitch black sky, and again, just no breeze. Second, or maybe the third consecutive such evening. Here's a line drive into right center field, base hit. Kind of a soft liner, in fact, but Beck is on base. And may not change the outcome of this game or the planetary spin, but that's going to be nice for Austin, who said when he was injured on trying to make that play in right field here during his first stint with the Rockhounds, there was concern that he initially thought maybe he would be okay and almost come right back, but it turned out it was a little more serious, so he's missed some time, and there was some concern that his season could be over. Instead, he's back, and he's got a base hit now tonight. Here's Chase Calabuig, 0-for-1, with a walk, a run scored, and bounced into a double play. Takes down low for a ball, one ball, no strikes. Our trivia, the answer is the same in both cases. How many times has a team turned two triple plays in the same game? Check swing, takes low, ball two. And how many times has a shortstop in the big leagues played a doubleheader that would be 2 9-inning games without a chance. In other words, an assist put out or error between 1 and 10. Give you the answer right after Chase's plate appearance. One on, nobody down, bottom of the fifth inning. 13-3 Travelers. Chase swings and loops one into left field, a base hit. That will bring Beck around to third, and coming for two is Calabwig. Ball bobbled a little bit, but I think that'll still, we'll see if that'll be a two base hit. You know, some of the crowd is grumping at Bobby for not sending the runner home. No, 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 folks. Look at the scoreboard. It's 13-3. You don't risk it. Well, that's okay. You know what? It's Thirsty Thursday. They paid their money to get in, and you can make your feelings known. So Chase Calabwig, who did not have a base hit last night, had a sack fly. He gets a hit here, so he's one for two. He's been, boy, hitting for average is tremendously well. Been hitting better than 350 since June 1st. So here's Zach Gelof. Runners at second and third. Nobody out. Rockhound's trying to maybe stir things up here a little bit. Visit now to the mound. A quick one from Matt Scheffler. Well, the number that we're looking for between 0 and 10, they have both happened, and they have both happened just once ever. Big League Baseball. The Minnesota Twins, and it took a long time. The Minnesota Twins turned two triple plays July 17th, 1990. Only time it's ever happened in Big League Baseball. Two triple plays, same game, the Twins in 1990. Pitch called strike, 0-1 to Zach. And only once, and it was still the modern era, 1976, and it was a Ranger. Shortstop Toby Hera played a doubleheader and did not have a defensive chance. That's the only time that's ever happened in Big League history. Line shot, right side base hit for Zach Gelof. That will score one. That will score two. Hounds not going gentle into that good night. Two-run single for Zach Gelof. Hounds on the board. RBIs 56 and 57 for Zach. Really good swing of the bat. Inside-out swing went the opposite way. Sent it into right field for a two-run single. Well hit ball. So 13-5 the score. Of course, same kind of thing last night. Rockhound saw the Travelers score eight runs in the top of the ninth for a 16-4 lead. Came back and scored seven in the bottom of the ninth to the Rockhounds. Kyle McCann steps in, big swing and a miss, comes up empty. Kyle has lined out sharply to first base and struck out in two trips. So Zach Gelof on at first base, 13-5 the score. Kyle takes just outside. One ball and one strike. Kyle McCann hitting 245 coming into the game. Stretch and pitch by Hancock. Sails up high for a ball, and it's 2-1. No activity behind the right-hander at this point in this ball game. Again, the Hounds have had some success against Emerson. Scored three runs in five innings, the previous time they faced the right-hander. That was at Dickie Stevens Park in North Little Rock. Emerson in that game was the winning pitcher, went five innings, gave up six hits, three runs, a couple of home runs. Brett Harrison, Tyler Soderstrom homered against him. And the Hounds have five runs against the outstanding prospect here, but trailed by a bunch. Swinging a foul ball straight back. It's going to clank on the roof, I think, above us somewhere. 2-2, the count stays to Kyle McCann. J.J. Schwarz waiting on deck. 13-5 the score. One on and nobody out here in the bottom half of the fifth. Hancock, a look over at the runner. Short lead for Gelof at first base, although Zach will run from time to time. Pitch sails up high. Count goes full. Three balls, two strikes. So the count full, nobody out. Don't imagine Zach is running here, but we'll see. 3-2 count. Not going. Pitch to Kyle. Called. Third strike. Boy, just got there. Crowd going to grumble. That was a high strike. Just got there. Second such. Very similar pitch. I was trying to think of who it was. Might have been. So it almost had to be Caden Polkovich. back in the second inning. He was surprised at a pitch that appeared to him to be a little bit high. So McCann out on strikes. Strikeout number three for Emerson Hancock. One on and one out. And here's J.J. RBI double and a run scored, and he was called out on strikes. Swings and nubs one foul. The first base side, 0-1. No balls to strike the count. J.J.'s RBI, his 34th. Right-handed hitter against the right-hander Emerson Hancock, and there is some stirring now in the bullpen behind him. Bouncing ball foul just wide of third base. Count is 0-2. J.J.'s double drove him the first run of the ball game in the bottom of the first inning. Rockhounds took a 3-0 lead, but that has, boy, vanished and then some. 13-5. Swing and a high fly ball, center field, but plenty of time and room for Marlowe. Chris is there. He'll make the catch. So Emerson Hancock now kind of righting the ship as he gave up three consecutive base hits and a couple of runs, but now it's a runner at first with two down and Tyler Soderstrom the batter. Line drive sacrifice fly to center in the first inning, bounced out to shortstop in the fourth. That's here in the bottom half of the fifth inning. Hancock's delivery, that down to the dirt. Matt Scheffler will block that. One ball and no strikes. So Tyler 0-for-1 in this ball game, but with an RBI. Hitting .264 coming in his 23rd game at the AA level. He takes just low for a ball, two balls, no strikes. Yeah, this is a very high-profile matchup. A couple of guys who are top two prospects in their respective organizations. University of Georgia on the mound. Zach Geloff, University of Virginia at the plate. We come from all over the place, big schools and otherwise. Pitch called strike, just got there in the outside corner. Two balls and one strike to count. I'm thinking Zach Geloff. Will you forgive me? He's the base runner, of course. Tyler out of Turlock, California, drafted out of high school. 2-1 pitch, popped a mile and a half in the air, foul territory, third base side. Scheffler the catcher, got it. Good play, and the inning is over. So the Hounds get a couple, and then Emerson Hancock comes right back, gets three batters in a row to shut down the inning. Two runs on three base hits, no errors in the man, he's left on base. I'll give you a look at this ball game through five innings in just a couple of moments. The Travelers continue to just be, boy, an absolute, just a force to be dealt with in this series. We'll go to the top of the sixth, Village Car Wash score. The Travelers, 13, Rockhounds 5.
You know you want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop. But you just brought a haul of groceries home from the store. It's cool. No one expects you to shop and cook in the same day. So let the flavor experts at Wingstop hook you up with mouth-watering wings, crispy tenders and thighs, fries and sides delivered right to your door. You can always cook tomorrow. That's why the fridge was invented. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
You're listening to Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is brought to you by Suddenlink.
Travelers continue to rock and roll here at Momentum Bank Ballpark. 13-5 the score. And they've come into town and put a ton of runs on the board, winning the first two and up in this ball game as well. As we go to the sixth, and Matt Scheffler, the catcher, takes up and in for ball one. Facing Bryce Conley, 8-9-1 in the order for the Travs here in the sixth inning. Pitch up and in for a ball, quickly 2-0. Arkansas, 13 runs, 12 hits and an error, 13-12-1. Rockhounds, 5 runs, 6 hits, 3 errors, 5-6-3. Swing and a foul back, count is 2-1. Hounds led 3-0 after the bottom half of the first inning. RBIs by J.J. Schwarz, Tyler Soderstrom, and Logan Davidson. But the next 13 belonged to the Travelers, including an 8-run second inning in which they sent 13 men to the plate. Pitch is high for ball 3, and it's 3-1. Travs added 3 more in the third, got a couple more in the fourth. Swinging a fly ball out of play. Count is 3-2. Did not score in the fifth inning, although they threatened to score. They went up and down in order. And again, we've been talking about it. That is really unusual. Rockhounds opponents, beginning with the San Antonio series, in fact, the opponent has not gone up and down in order more than twice in a game. And that's now 9 games ago. Pitch inside, ball 4. So a walk to Scheffler. Second walk issued by Bryce Conley. Again, the ball game in Amarillo now in the books. Amarillo 7, Frisco 4. And that is the final score. So that is largely good news for the Rockhounds, although, of course, obviously they just have to deal with their own path. And, boy, right now they are running into a immovable object, whatever, however you want to phrase it. Pitches up and into Patrick Frick for ball 1-1, ball, no strikes. And Amarillo now has tightened up the division. It will be 3 teams within 1 game again. Or so it appears. 13-5 the score in the sixth. Pitch from Bryson. That's inside, and that's ball 2. 2 balls, no strikes. Patrick Frick is 1-for-1. He has a walk and a run scored, a double, and a sacrifice fly. He scored twice, driven one in. Swings, fly ball. Right center field. Well struck. Moving back with room. Devin Foyle makes the catch. Oh, Jenny. Yep, it's out. It is an out call and then drop the ball. Now the Rockhounds are going to appeal here at first base. See if we get an out or not. Nope, tagged up. Devin had it and dropped it. Now Bobby Crosby is going to ask about this. Scheffler moved up to second base. And the umpiring crew is saying that he tagged up. Boy, that is interesting. I wonder if anybody was really looking at that, but at any rate, it will be a catch. The ball then dropped by Devin, but that is on transfer after making a catch. Then the ball dropped. So Scheffler advances to second base. Fly ball to right field. Frick retired. Runner in scoring position. One man down. Top of the sixth, and now the top of the order. And here's Riley Unruh. He is 3-for-4. And he has only seen 5 pitches in this game. Swung at the first pitch the first 3 times, singled on a 1-0 in the fourth. Here's your useless stat for the day. Yeah, old Chopper didn't mean to. Chopper had the shortstop. Davidson, I don't know if they're going to get him. No, that's a base hit. Boy, he is 4-for-5 on 6 pitches. Well, sometimes the excuse me swing works just fine. It was a tapper, so it took a while to get to Logan at shortstop. Unruh runs really well. So it's first and third on a little check swing infield base hit. Boy, when you got it going, you got it going. And Riley Unruh, 4-for-5 on 6 pitches. Now Joe Rizzo, runners at the corners, one man down. Pitch high and away for ball 1, ball and no strikes. Bryce Conley came on in the fourth inning. He is now into his second full inning of work. Matt Milburn, an inning and 2/3, 8 base hits, 5 runs, all earned, no walks or strikeouts. Tough night all the way around on the bump. Pitch down and away for a ball, 2-0. Wichita in the top of the eighth inning, leading Springfield now 9-6. Wichita seems like, anyway, maybe closing in on the North second half title. Pitch down low, ball 3-0. Rizzo at the plate, Zach Deloach on deck. And Deloach had that 7 ribby game last night. He's added a couple more. He's waiting on deck. 3-0 stretch and pitch. Nope, down and in. Ball four. So they are loaded for Deloach. Three hits, three walks now allowed by Bryce Conley. Boy, just not a fun night at all. Not a fun series to be on the pitcher's mound. Deloach 1-for-4, drove in a run with a bounce out to third base in that 8-run second inning. Drove in a run in the third. 1-for-4. Zach, left-handed hitter. Up now to 66 ribbies on the season, including his series here. Takes a strike at the knees, 0-1. Base is full, one man down in the inning. Couple of walks sandwiched around the infield single. Bryce comes set, 0-1 count. Backdoor pitch, missed just wide, ball one, one ball and one strike to count. Bryce, who was a starter much of last year, working out of the bullpen exclusively, his 33rd appearance, 2-4 with a 4.79 earned run average. 1-1 pitch, check, swing, strike, boy, carved him up with a pitch down and in. One ball, two strikes. Whip is a little high, 1.81. 54 hits and 41 and a third coming in, 29 bases on balls. Strikes out better than a batter per inning, 57 whiffs. 1-2 pitch, and a swing and a miss. So this time, Zach Deloach out on strikes. Two men down now, and here is Jake Shiner. Jake 1-for-3. He has walked, reached on an error, and scored, both of those in the second inning. Bounced into a 5-4-3 double play in the third, and he doubled his last time up. Conley's pitch, swing and a miss. The pitch ran down and away, and right-handed hitter chasing it. 13-5, bases are loaded. Two down in the inning. Timely stretch and pitch, and that ball lined in left field toward the corner, and that is going to drive home at least a couple. Well, Rockhounds trying to keep this where it was. That'll be a double. Drives home a pair, second double of the ball game for Shiner, and now he has 90 runs driven in on this season. And second in the league coming into this game. And boy, one would think, barring a promotion or whatever have you, but he is looking at a 100 RBI season. Man, that is rarefied air. Scheffler scores easily from third base. Unroh, again, he can really scoot. He scores from second. Now Chris Smith, Rockhounds pitching coach, coming out. Hounds are going to run out of mound visits allowable here. Joe Rizzo comes from first to third. Double, same spot he did last time, too, toward that left field corner. So second and third are the runners. And two more across, and back to 10 was the advantage now for the Travelers. Tomorrow evening is Copa Night Matamoscas. We'll take the diamond, the Matamoscas de Medessa, and T-shirts, Matamoscas style, for the first 1,000 fans. Saturday night, 7 o'clock, first pitch as well for fireworks night. And Sunday afternoon to wrap this one up, 2 o'clock will be our start time for Family Day. 5 tickets for $25. Check the coupon in the Saturday edition of the Midland Reporter Telegram. So here's Jack Larson. Takes a strike. Count is 0-1. Only two more runs across for the Travelers. 31 runs the last two games. 39 for the series. Bouncer foul. 0-2. And it is not pleasant from a Rockhounds perspective, but remember that opening night 8-0 victory for the Travelers. That came in six innings, 5 2/3 to be precise. 0-2 stretch, pitched by Conley, looked for the outside corner but missed. One ball and two strikes. Crowd, somebody getting all over the home plate umpire. Steven Rios Jr. behind the plate. He's from El Paso, by the way, is Steven. There's a swing and a foul away. Ernesto Rios Jr. goes by Steven. Crew chief Mike Carroll is at first base. He's from Conroe, Texas. And Chris Presley Murphy, third base umpire, is from Lodi, California. Same crew that had the San Antonio series, in fact. One ball and two strikes to count. Second and third, the runners. Conley looking for an exit sign. Pitch and check swing up appeal. Did not go. Two balls, two strikes. Jack Larson in this game is 2 for 2. He has a pair of walks sandwiched around, a pair of singles. So the on-base percentage getting a nice healthy jolt. 2-2 count, second and third, the runners. Conley comes set. Bryce with a two-ball, two-strike pitch. Ball hit in the air to right field. A little top spin line drive, and there is Devin Foyle to make the play in right. Line drive to Devin will end the inning, but a two-run double by about as good a run producer as there is in this league. Two-run double by Jake Shiner brings him to 90 for the year and boosts that lead now back up to a 10 spot. So, middle of the sixth inning, Village Car Wash score of this game, the Arkansas Travelers 15 and the Rock Hounds 5.
Spring forward into faster internet, more savings, and more choices from Suddenlink. Visit Suddenlink.com to get reliable, high-speed 300 meg internet for just $29.99 a month. If that doesn't put a spring in your step, you'll also get 3 full months of HBO Max, a $50 Visa prepaid card, and a free Wi-Fi extender for whole home coverage. So you can even get internet in those hard-to-reach places. Plus, as part of Optimum Flexibility, there are no contracts or hidden fees. And the grass gets greener when you combine with Optimum Mobile for even more savings. Now you can do more of what you love with our reliable 300 meg internet for just $29.99 a month. So spring your savings into action and sign up at Suddenlink.com or call 800-972-5757 for new residential customers. Reflects auto pay discount. Taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. Not transferable and not available in all areas. Wired connection up to 300 megs. Speed, availability, pricing, offers, and terms vary by area. After promo, HBO Max subscription is $14.99 per month. 90 days of continuous service required for gift cards. Allow 4 to 6 weeks for delivery. Additional terms apply. See Suddenlink.com for details.
Whataburger has been making breakfast for almost 40 years. And burgers for almost 70 years. So, making a breakfast burger with fresh 100% beef, a hand-cracked egg, bacon, cheese, hash browns, and our creamy pepper sauce seems kind of obvious, right? Of course it does. Now. The limited-time breakfast burger is back. Served 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. at Whataburger.
To the bottom half of inning number 6 we go, and the Travelers building that lead now back to 10. Score of 15-5. Travis will go to the bullpen. Jake Haber is on the pitch. Last name is H-A-B-E-R-E-R, but the second E-R, I guess, is silent, you would say. So Jake Haber on the pitch. 5 innings for Emerson Hancock. It was not his best outing, but he departs with a 10-run lead. Logan Davidson leads it off. First pitch swing and a soft line drive in the left. Sinks and drops. Are you kidding me? He went 5 for 63. He is now 6 for his last 6. Stunning. And man. And Logan, I'm sorry to, you know, the numbers, the slump, you have to talk about. I mean, it's his stat. But now, base hits in 6 consecutive at-bats. Crazy. One on and nobody down. Brett Harris is the batter. Brett over 2. Takes good backup pitch from Haber for a called strike, and it's 0-1. Jake Haber, right-hander on, gives up a base hit here to start the 6th inning. Haber making his 40th appearance. 5.73 earned run average. Pitch will miss to Brett for a ball. 1 ball, 1 strike. Devin Foyle and Austin Beck on deck and in the hole. Bases on balls a little high in the stat line for Jake. He's right out of hit per inning with that base hit. Backup pitch got there, called strike 1-2. 37 hits now in 37 and two-thirds. 25 walks, 56 strikeouts. So he strikes out a lot of batters. Right-hander leans in for the sign, one man on and nobody down. Harris takes way up and in. Hello, how are you? 91-mile-an-hour fastball, high and tight. Emerson Hancock goes 5 innings, gives up 6 base hits, 5 runs. They are all earned. A couple of walks and 3 strikeouts. Brett Harris asking for timeout, so reset the pitch clock. Logan, short lead off first base. Amazing. Pitch down and away for a ball. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Logan had base hits in each of his last 3 times up last night. A couple of doubles and a ball hit down the left field line that good hustle kept to a single, and he has 3 consecutive singles in this game. 3-2. Outside and low. Ball 4. And again, Haber does walk some batters, so 2 men on. Nobody down here in the last of the 6th inning. Batter will be Devin Foyle. Devin has flown out twice to left field in this game. Left-handed hitter. Update my card here. Logan Davidson down at second base. Brett Harris is on at first. And Devin waits from the left side. Rockhound, still a lot of baseball to be played in this game. Pitch inside part of the plate for a called strike, 0-1. Jake Haber out of Highland, Illinois, is a non-drafted free agent. Right-hander comes set, looks out of the runner at second base, swinging a fly ball, popped up, left side playable. Foul territory, and there to make the play is the third baseman. As Polkovich hangs on to that, Caden puts that away, foul ball to third, 1 man down. And then the batter will be Austin Beck. Austin 1-for-2, reached on an error in the second and singled and scored in the 5th inning. Austin Rockhound center fielder. And drafted by the A's out of high school in Lexington, North Carolina. 2017 draft first rounder. Pitch clock resets. Right-hander will dig back in. Jake Haber, right arm at his side, swinging around a little bit. He comes set. Long look out at the runner. Now to the plate. Outside corner called strike 0-1. It was actually on yesterday's date, Little Stown Broadband Road to the Show, a day that will make people who are Red Sox fans perhaps weep openly and make Astros fans shout for joy. Pitch outside, 1 ball, 1 strike. 1990. Red Sox are in a pennant race, and they're looking for some relief help, and Lou Gorman was the Red Sox general manager. He really liked a reliever, veteran guy, Larry Anderson. We're looking to acquire him for some support out of the bullpen down the stretch. Foul ball out of play, 1-2. And Houston wanted a third baseman named Scott Cooper. Scott was playing for Pawtucket at the time, Triple-A third baseman, and a good one. But Lou Gorman really, really liked Scott Cooper, didn't want to give him up for Larry Anderson, and so they came to a different deal. Delivery swung on, fouled straight back. And the Red Sox, I know they have the curse of the Bambino and all of that kind of stuff, but boy, right behind the curse of the Bambino, I would think, would be this deal. Instead of Scott Cooper, the Astros instead got the Eastern League, that's Double-A, the Eastern League most valuable player, in fact. Drum roll, Jeff Bagwell. 1-2 pitch, called third strike. Boy, Austin in disbelief. That's a tough pitch. That was 93, about knee high. Cannot throw it much better. If you get the call, it's perfect pitch. And he did, so it was. Now here's Chase. 1-for-2 with a walk, a double, and a couple of runs scored. He's also bounced into a double play. Yep, so Lou Gorman was set on not giving up Scott Cooper. Instead, he wound up giving up Jeff Bagwell. That was in 1990 for Larry Anderson. And, of course, the result, well, my goodness, bouncer foul right at the plate. 2 on, 2 out, 0-1 to Chase. Jeff Bagwell going to the Red Sox, and by the end of the following year, 1991, he was the National League Rookie of the Year with the Astros, who were at the time, of course, the National League team, was the National League MVP in 1994. Larry Anderson pitched 21 innings for Boston. Ground ball and a broken bat. Left side, boy, that bat goes toward the dugout. Play is made, a bad throw, but it's picked at first. Polkovich's throw was in the dirt, and Shiner dug it out. That is a really nice pick at first. when that broke, that barrel went flying. So it's no runs on a base hit and a walk, no errors, and a couple of men are left on base. And we have played six. Village Car Wash score, Arkansas 15, Rockhounds 5.
Synergy Cinema and Entertainment, as much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies, and dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. Unleash your inner skills in a fun, fast-paced game of laser tag and crazy cool bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to synergy.com.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry, and the Midland Reporter Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the ONG news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter Telegram, delivering life every day.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We're honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
We mentioned the Oakland A's making a roster move today for the Rockhounds, and so, boy, on a night when the opposition is just lighting it up, Trayson Kubo will make his Double-A debut. Right-hander who is a native of Hawaii, went to school at Stephen F. Austin. He arrived today, and he is in the fray. He'll come on here in the seventh inning. Trayson Kubo, last name is K-U-B-O. So, my goodness, he comes on against a team that is swinging the bats extremely well. Chris Marlowe leads it off. First pitch swinging. Boy, he turns and drives one. Deep right center field. Foil on the move. Will not get there. That ball will find the base of the wall. This might be three. And I'm going to pull up at second base. Will Marlowe. That was nicely retrieved in deep right center field. Well, welcome to Double-A Baseball and welcome to the Arkansas Travelers Show to Trayson Kubo as his first pitch at the Double-A level winds up about 385 feet from home plate. Double for Marlowe, who is now singled, doubled, and tripled in the ball game. Marlowe, home run away from the cycle. Tracing up from the Lansing Lugnuts of the Midwest League. Faces Kaiten Polkovic now, the third baseman. Swings and misses. Good breaking pitch down and in 0-1. Not an ideal evening, of course, to make your Double-A debut, but they mentioned Rockhounds bullpen has been stretched thin, and it's all the thinner here. Good breaking pitch again. This is a called strike two, 0-2. Kaiten Polkovic, he is 0-4. Switch hitter, he's the third baseman. Trayson comes set. Right-hander glances out at second base. Now a second look. Comes to the plate and fires down and in for a ball. One ball and two strikes. Trayson, 6 feet, 180. He's 24 years of age. Drafted in 2019, 24th round out of Stephen F. Austin. The 1-2 pitch. Low and away for a ball. Two balls, two strikes. One on and nobody down. Travelers leading this thing 15-5. By the way, bottom of the eighth inning, Springfield not going away. Wichita 9, Cardinals 8. They'll go to the top of the ninth. There's a swing and a miss. Well, his first Double-A pitch is tattooed for a double. Comes back with his first Double-A strikeout. Trayson Kubo. One man down in the inning, and here's Matt Scheffler, right-handed hitting catcher. Trayson from the belt again. That glance, couple of glances at the runner at second. Now delivers low and outside for a ball. One ball, no strikes. For Chris Marlowe, the base runner. Batter Matt Scheffler with Patrick Frick waiting on deck. Pitch, fastball, tried to sneak it by him, drops down and away. Ball two, two balls, no strikes to count. I am racking my brain trying to recall. I love the Hawaiian dialect, if that is the correct way to say it, the pronunciation, such a lyrical dialect. Pitch, that is a high strike, and the count goes 2-1. Waipahu is his home, I believe, Waipahu in the Hawaiian Islands. And again came over to Stephen F. Austin. That's where the A's found him. Right-hander set to go. Count is 2-1. Delivery, breaking ball swung on and missed. Boy, that was nasty. 2-2. Scoreboard has 1-2. I think it is 2-2. But then again, I was about to say I could be wrong. Yeah. The needless preface. Runner in scoring position with one down. Travelers, if you're just joining us, another 8-run inning. They did it in the second. They did it in the ninth last night, the second inning in this one. Pitch is low and in. We've got 3-2, and I think that's correct. 3 balls, 2 strikes. First base open. One man down, 7th inning. And everybody now in agreement. Count is full. 3-2. Scheffler, 2-for-3, plus a walk. Right-handed hitter waits. Pitch by Kubo. Got him. Called third strike. Scheffler started to walk toward first base. And now, he's the Travs catcher, so he'll get a little leeway. He is out on strikes. We've seen a couple of high strikes and a couple of kind of low-edge pitches, and that was one of those. Strikeout number 2 for Trayson Kubo. So a double, and now a couple of whiffs. Here's Patrick Frick. 1-for-2, plus a walk and a sacrifice. Drove in a run, takes a called strike, 0-1. Walked and scored in the second. Doubled and scored in the third. Drove in a run in the fourth and flew out to right field his last time up. 15-5, Travelers leading the Rockhounds. 0-1 pitch, swing and a miss. Boy, really good-looking breaking pitch, 0-2. Slender right-hander wearing number 4 on his deep sky blue Rockhounds jersey upon arrival here. Well, he's had himself a day, flies in and finds himself on the mound. The 0-2 pitch, down and away for a ball. 1-2, leadoff double by Marlowe on the first pitch of the inning, in fact. And he's still at second now with 2 men down. Top of the 7th. Patrick Frick straight away in the box. 2:33 coming into the game, but he's had a good game, as we said. Pitch outside for a ball, 2-2. Patrick Frick, second baseman for the Travs, again playing for the first time in this series. He's from Greenville, South Carolina. Taps that right shoulder with a bat as he waits. Pitch on the way. That ball hit in the air. Left center field on the move. Chase Kalibrig, and he'll track it down. So the leadoff double. But Kubo comes back with a couple of strikeouts and a well-hit ball to left field is tracked down by Chase Calaboy. So no runs on a base hit, no errors, and one man is left on base. Team nicknames will be our non-Googleable trivia coming up for you. Take me out to the ball game time. Village Car Wash score. The Travelers, 15. Rockhounds, 5.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. How about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment in only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
The 7th inning stretch and non-Googleable trivia are brought your way by Budweiser and by Michelob Ultra. It's only worth it if you enjoy it.
We go to the bottom half of the 7th inning. Travis will go back to the bullpen here. We'll get our non-Googleable trivia for you as well. This one, little team name trivia. My countertop here is getting very, very messy. all just trying to keep track of the runs the Travelers have scored. It was on this date a long, long time ago these two teams played. And there was something unusual about it. It's the reason I bring it up. But their team name's kind of cool. Long time ago, the Bridegrooms hosted the Alleghenies in a very unusual situation. The Alleghenies and the Bridegrooms, they are both still around. So who are the Bridegrooms and the Alleghenies if they were to meet tonight? But they won't meet the way they did back in 1890, I promise you. The Alleghenies, you might be able to kind of decipher that one, I guess, just by logic. But the Alleghenies are now still playing. Same team, same franchise. They are now the Pittsburgh Pirates. The Bridegrooms, it's a little different. That's a meeting that should have gone about 15 minutes longer. The Bridegrooms, thank you very much. We go to the bottom half of the seventh inning. Foul ball straight back off the bat of Zach Geloff. Zach is 1-for-2, a walk and a run scored, and a two-run single. And he leads it off here in the seventh inning. Kyle McCann and J.J. Schwarz to follow. Pitch drops down low for a ball. One ball and one strike. Get the update, too, on the reliever left-hander on there. Jake Haber pitched the sixth inning, and the Travs now going right back to the bullpen. Zach swings, high fly ball right field. This, I think, will stay playable and will stay fair. And there to make the catch is Jack Larson. So, fly ball out and one man down. Travelers going to the bullpen here in the seventh inning, and Blake Wyman is the new pitcher, left-hander. And here's Kyle McCann. We're just looking to bust out of a bit of a slump of late. Hit the ball really hard his first time up, but it was caught on a very good play by Jake Shiner. He's made a couple of very nice plays at first base tonight, handling a couple of difficult throws and catching that line drive early. Big breaking pitch from Wyman for a called strike, 0-1. Blake Wyman, left-hander, making his 16th appearance, and he has been very good. Ground ball right side, under the glove of Shiner, a base hit. Well, again, may not change the outcome of this game, the ozone layer, or anything else, but that's a base hit Kyle McCann has been waiting a while to come up with. He's 1-for-4 in this ball game. He's hit it hard twice, but had nothing to show for it until that one. So Kyle breaking out of a little 2-for-33. Base hit to right field. Blake Wyman entering this game with a 3.15 earned run average. He's been hard to hit, just the 14th hit in 20 and a third innings. Two walks and 18 strikeouts. Really good numbers. Breaking pitch and a good one. Called strike to J.J. Designated hitter is J.J. Schwarz with one man on and one man down in the seventh inning. Kyle McCann, the base runner. Wyman comes set. Left-hander delivers, and that ball bounced foul. One of those numbers, a 3.15 earned run average, actually sounds high. 13 hits and 2 walks in 20 innings, a 0.75 whip. Doesn't get much better than that. No balls, 2 strikes to J.J., 1-for-3 with an RBI double and a run scored. Takes way up high here for a ball, 1-2. That game I mentioned, if they played it tonight, it would be the Dodgers and the Pirates. Also have a defensive end change in Mike Markham. Thank you very much. He'll tap it toward first, and that will be handled for an out. Shiner will make the play. Down to second base goes McCann, but that's a trade-off that the Travs will gladly take. So runner in scoring position now with two men down. The Alleghenies are the Pirates. The Bridegrooms became the Dodgers. Yeah, that was a good that was a good choice right there. The Bridegrooms. Even in 1890, that's a goofy name. But they play on this date. It was before Ebbets Field even came into being. It was way, way back in Brooklyn, New York, and they played a triple header. That is a – I'm glad that has gone away, pitched down and away for a ball. And the count is one ball and no strikes. It was the first triple header ever played. I actually tried to research if there had been another one. I would sure hope not, but that was the first time ever they played a triple header and the Bridegrooms swept the Alleghenies. Dodgers swept the Pirates. Pitch down and away, two balls, no strikes to Tyler Soderstrom. Left-handed hitter, he is 0 for 2. Sacrifice fly, drove in a run that put the Hounds on top 2 to nothing a long while ago, back in the first inning. He's bounced out and fouled out to the catcher since. It's to Tyler, chopper right back to the mound. So Wyman Moy continues to pitch very, very well for the Travs. A 1-3 put out in the inning will come to an end. So there's no runs on a base hit, no errors, and one man left on base. So we have played 7, and the Travelers have just come in here and absolutely owned this ballpark for the last 3 nights. Village Car Wash scored through 7. Travelers 15, Rockhounds 5.
In Texas, there's pea-size hail and baseball-size hail. Guess which one hit our house? We didn't even know where to begin, but we called our Texas Farm Bureau insurance agent, and he was so reassuring. He knew exactly what to do to get our house back into shape and our lives back to normal. Now, we're even more thankful for the roof over our heads.
Coverage and discounts are subject to qualifications and policy terms and may vary by situation.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Odessa, visit High Plains, a community with a convenient location and fabulous floor plan. In Midland, visit Wildflower, where style, elegance, and affordability complement quiet, comfortable living. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at widener.com.
Top of the 8th inning at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Arkansas on top. Boy, they have offenses. I'm just glancing at the scorecards from all 3 of these games, and my goodness, I mean, they have just put up a barrage of runs, have the Travs. 8 runs in the 2nd inning, that's the key in this ball game. They trailed 3-0 going to the top of the 2nd, but the Travs put an 8 spot on the board. They have now run away and are hiding with the lead at 15-5. As we go to the top half of the 8th, Trayson Kubo back onto the mound. Gave up a double. Got a couple of strikeouts and a fly ball out to in the 7th inning. Faces the top of the order now. Does Unroe swing at the first pitch? Nope, not this time. Takes down an in ball 1, 1-0. This is the 6th time Unroe has been to the plate. And that's the 7th pitch he has seen. And he's 4-for-5. 4-for-5 on 6 pitches. The 1-0 delivery. Up and away for a ball, 2-0. Joe Rizzo and Zach DeLoach will follow. That defensive change, by the way, that Mike Markham brought to my attention. Thank you kindly. Tanner Kerwer in center field for Chris Marlowe. He had another big game, didn't Marlowe? Swinging a shot up the middle, a clean base hit. Boy, Riley Unroe with a 5-hit game. Boy, is there a hotter hitter on planet Earth lately than Riley Unroe? He comes in. He was 39 for his last 90. That's a .433 batting average. It covers 24 ball games. He is 5-for-6 in this game. Now he's in the, what, 460, 465 range. That's top of the head stuff, but should be close. And he's on base again. Good breaking pitch here to Joe Rizzo. Count is 0-1. Rizzo 0-for-4 plus a walk. He's driven in a run on an old dribble to first base, in fact, in which a run scored. He scored one and driven one in. Left-handed hitter swings and, boy, pulls that way foul. Got way out in front of it. A little bit of, looks like maybe a little bit of mist in the air right now. It's an 0-2 count. We'll tell you how good a series Joe Rizzo has had to this point. He's 0-for-4 in this game, and he's batting .500 in the series. Joe is 7-for-14. Travs haven't needed him tonight. Everybody's swinging the bat. Swing, woo, foul ball back into the one of the sweeps, and the count is 0-2. One on, nobody down, top of the eighth inning. Two ball clubs play tomorrow and Saturday, 7 o'clock, Sunday at 2. Well, the Tramps already, they're sneaking up on clinching no worse than a split of the series. Ground ball to the right side, handled by Gellop. Spins, goes to Logan for one on to first. Yes, sir, double play. Diamondback Energy double play, nicely turned. 4-6-3. Gellop to Davidson and on to Soderstrom. So the base hit wiped away. And here is Zach Deloach. Just 1-for-5 in this game, but has a couple of RBIs. 9 through the last two games for him. He drive in 7 runs in one game. Boy, that is pretty impressive. That's what he did last night. Takes down and away for a ball. It's one ball and no strikes. On the way, top of the ninth inning, and Wichita making another statement. They have added 3 more runs to their lead, so Wichita in the bottom of the ninth. They are going to the bottom of the ninth. Now they lead it 12-8 over Springfield, the second-place team in the north. Pitch drops down low for a ball, 2-0. If that score holds, then Springfield would drop to 5 games out. They would be tied with the Travelers. And Wichita, well, they've pretty well been best team in the league throughout the second half, had the win surge. Swinging a foul out of play, 2 balls and a strike, and they were right there in the first half as well. Win surge, of course, this is their second year in the Texas League. Originally, that franchise was going to be part of the Pacific Coast League for 2020, and that, of course, got all changed around for a number of reasons. 2-1 pitch, called strike, good fastball by Kubo, 2-2. 2020 went away, and before the 2021 season and before they could play a game in the Pacific Coast League, the reshuffling done by Major League Baseball, and Wichita found themselves in the Texas League. 2-2 pitch, check swing. That is appealable. Yep. Tell you why I'm laughing. Kyle McCann was about 2 stripes to the dugout. He was sure that was a check swing 3rd strike. It wasn't called at home plate by Steven Rios Jr., so pause, appeal granted, inning over. Kyle absolutely froze in place, thinking, and he was correct, check swing strikeout. So, a very solid debut. Really impressive by Trace and Kubo, giving up a couple of base hits. But he also has a double play behind him and has 3 strikeouts and 2 scoreless innings. And, boy, scoreless innings against the Arkansas Travelers in this series, that has been a rarity. So we'll go to the bottom half of the eighth inning. Our Village Car Wash score through 7.5. The Travelers 15, the Rockhounds 5.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center, serving all of your landscape and outdoor living needs. From our complete nursery and garden center to full landscape design, installation, and management, including irrigation repair service. We offer complete tree care service with certified arborists. And we're also your steel equipment dealer. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987. On Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
Saltgrass Steakhouse is the place for a great steak. Why? Because they only serve the best certified Angus beef. A Saltgrass steak is unmatched, unrivaled, and unbeatable when it comes to flavor. Each tender steak is seasoned with a perfect blend of 7 spices, grilled over an open flame, and topped with seasoned steak butter. Taste the certified Angus beef difference today at Saltgrass Steakhouse.
In the last half of the eighth inning, Travelers leading this ball game and leading it big. 15-5 is the score. Travs will go back to the bullpen again, getting some work kind of shared in the bullpen. Well, the bullpens right now are drastically different in terms of just usage and the roles being played here tonight. Rockhounds bullpen has really been heavily used. And, of course, the Travelers were as well last night, but not so much tonight. Travis Kuhn will come on and pitch. He's a top 30 prospect for the Seattle Mariners as a relief pitcher, which is at least a little bit unusual. And Travis, again, top 30 prospect on the Mariners farm. And he will get the call here as we go to the bottom half of the eighth inning. 15-5 is the score. It'll be Logan Davidson who'll lead it off, so here we go. First pitch to Logan, ground ball to shortstop this time. Well, six base hits in a row. Low throw, Shiner, another good play at first. One pitch, one swing, one out in the eighth. Well, he went from 5-for-63 to 6-for-6. Boy, baseball can be so goofy. And the batter will be Brett Harris. Brett's still coming to the plate to the strains of Your Love, a song by the outfield that gets played a whole bunch of ballparks. Pitch down low for ball one. One ball, no strikes. Brett Harris 0 for 2 plus a walk. Right-handed hitting third baseman takes outside for a ball. Two balls and no strikes. Travis Kuhn has a 3.75 ERA. Boy, he has been heavily utilized. 44th appearance. He and Braden Shipley, each with 43 coming into this game. Braden pitching last night. Pitched down and away. Ball three. Three balls, no strikes. Travis Kuhn in 50 and a third innings, just 34 hits. He has given up, though, 31 walks, 62 strikeouts. The number's still really good right across the board. Delivery, called strike, knee-high outside edge, 3-1. Just the whip a little high with... No, it's not 1.29. Yeah, it's very good. High pop-up, shallow center field. This is Kerwer. Tanner on in center field. Boy, catch got to be a bit of an adventure, but he makes the play in shallow center field. So Kerwer handles that. Two men down in the eighth inning. And Travis Kuhn with a 1.29 whip. And, boy, opposition just struggling to hit against this guy. Average is 192 against him. Don't see a whole lot of guys who will basically profile as relievers who find their way onto the top prospect list for whatever the reason. Pitch down and in, a ball to Devin Foyle. Bottom of the eighth inning, it is all Travs, 15-5. Scored 8 opening night, 16 last night, 15 tonight. Called strike and the count evens up at a ball and a strike. Now, any way you look at it, that's 39 runs in 3 ball games. Delivery swung on, lined into right field. Base hit. Devin Foyle 1-for-4. You know, at this point in the ballgame, not going to change the outcome, you wouldn't think. But, hey, base hit is a base hit. Devin now extends it's a very modest streak that he's hit in 5 straight games now. Nice line drive base hit against a guy who is tough to hit. Austin Beck is the batter. He's 1-for-3. Reached on an error early on in the game. He singled and scored in the fifth. Struck out looking his last time. Kuhn's pitch bends over the heart of the plate for a strike, and it's 0-1. Travs have 15 runs, in 16 hits. Rockhounds 5 runs now on 9 hits. Pitch misses from Kuhn, and the count goes 1-1. Top of the order, Chase Calabrese waiting on deck. Stretch by the right-hander, delivery, that's hit back up middle. Got a chance, nope, shortstop going to get there. Good play by Unroll, throws to first for the out. Ball was hit fairly sharply, but within the reach of Unroll. Range to his left behind the bag, made a good play, and that will end the inning. So, no runs on a Devin Foyle single. And we will go to the top half of the ninth inning. We have played 8 at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Village Car Wash score, Travelers 15 and the Rockhounds 5.
Olympus Properties offer luxury living in West Texas. 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes featuring modern finishes and amenities including resort-style pools, 24-hour fitness centers, tanning rooms, and more. At Sedona Ranch in Odessa, upscale home designs and resort-inspired amenities combine to create your perfect escape. Take a virtual tour, schedule an in-person visit, and look for our move-in specials, all at OlympusProperties.com. Your home, our passion, Olympus Properties.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
It's
time to amp up the fun now during the Ford Summer Supercharge Sales Event. Get great offers on select Ford vehicles, and you'll not only bring back the fun, you'll supercharge it. So stop by the Summer Supercharge Sales Event at your Ford dealer and discover how Ford can take your summer to a whole new level. Not all models, trims, or features may be available. Contact your dealer for information.
Well, it's not his first rodeo. Shane Selman, who is an outfielder. Well, no third. I don't know. Have we ever seen that? No third base coach. And to hold the game up to get a third base coach. Wow. That might be a first. So here's Shane, and he fires down low, ball one. This is his third time to the mound. He hadn't been there for a while, but pitched twice in the early season. Mentioned that bullpen is just absolutely stretched. He floats one. Strike at 48 miles an hour. Oh, I love baseball. One ball, one strike, floats it. That's wide for a ball. It's 2-1. Shane has gone two innings, two hits, two runs, three walks, one strikeout. Floats one. Oh, come on. That's a strike. I'm messing around. You know that. 46. That looked pretty doggone good. Three balls and one strike. 46 miles an hour. Another one. And now that drops down low for a ball. Well, he is Shane Selman is on the pitch. The fastball is sitting in the mid-40s. We have a pinch hitter. Oh my goodness, so this is going to be interesting. This is Braden Shipley. He is a pitcher, and he's going to pinch hit. He is pinch hitting for Jack Larson. Shipley takes down and in for ball one. Well, that's kind of cool. In the top half of the ninth inning, you have an outfielder on the mound, and you have a pitcher pinch hitting. Delivery swung on and missed at 48. that's just great. Well, it's a miserable night all the way around for the Rockhounds. It's 15-5. You have Shane Selman throwing 48, and pinch hitting is pitcher Braden Shipley has swung on and missed. Now swings and drives one to left field. This ball's going to get out of here. That's going to be gone. That is a home run for Braden Shipley. That's just is goofy, but that is just tremendous. Been doing this a long, long time, never seen that. That is an outfielder pitching, and a pinch-hitting pitcher hits a home run. Get out of Dodge. Big smile on the face of Braden Shipley as he touches the dish. Obviously, hey, look, he can swing the bat. We still don't know, of course, if he can actually handle heat, because that was about 45 miles an hour again, but that is a home run for Braden Shipley. Selman delivers down low to Tanner Kerwer. Oh, so it is 17-5, and boy, now you've seen it all. He floats one low, and that's ball two. Two balls and no strikes. Oh, my goodness gracious. Boy, the stuff you see. There is a strike from Selman. Well, the count goes two balls and a strike against Shane. Well, he's given up as many runs here in two batters as he had in two innings before this, just swinging a line drive to center field, so there's a base hit. Pitch hung up a little bit at 46, got too much of the zone, base hit for Kerwer. So for Shane, a couple of base hits now, and at the home run by Braden Shipley. That is just great stuff. Pitch here missing ball one to Polkovich. Caden, one ball, no strikes. Well, Caden's 0 for 5, so he'd love to get a base hit. He pops this one foul. Kyle going to give a look. Kyle McCann, that's going to come down. Yeah, right here, up on the roof, sounded like one ball and one strike. So 17-5 the score. The stuff that, you know, you do this a long time and then you see something I don't think we've seen before. Delivery swung on, foul, heading right back our way. They're just down below us a little bit into the seats. Count is 1-2. this is not directed in any way, shape, or form at Caden Polkovich, but it would just seem to be a perfect moment here in this game if this became a strikeout, just because we've seen in this inning stuff we never do. Pitch bounces up there, and he counts as two balls and two strikes. No, pitcher pinch hitting. Oh, goodness, and hitting a solo, hitting a two-run home run floater, and he'll line out towards second, and Gelof makes the play. So line drive to second for the first out of the inning off the bat of Caden Polkovich. So he is 0-for-6 in this ball game. Here's Matt Shepler. I don't have any hitting stats for Braden Shipley. Here's a called strike to Shepler. It's 0-1. Matt in this game is 2-for-4. Has two singles, an RBI, two RBIs actually, so he scored three, driven in two. Swings and a fly ball to center field, and that'll be handled straight away center by Austin Beck, two men down. Of course, a lot of times you have fans ask when you have a position player, and in this case, Shane Selman is throwing probably not even batting practice velocity, really, when you get down to it. It's thrown in the mid-40s. But, you know, why doesn't everybody just knock the ball around the ballpark? Well, it isn't that easy. Off-speed pitch. Drops to the dirt, ball one. Well, you know it was off speed. That one didn't even measure on the velocity reading in the ballpark. One ball, no strikes. Patrick Frick, 1-for-3, plus a walk and a sacrifice fly. Takes ball two. Two balls, no strikes. One on, two out, two in. 17-5. Travelers lead. There's a floater. Oh, looked pretty good. Ball three. You got one. Come on, Blue. 3-0 pitch. Oh, it's going to be wide for ball four. So Patrick Frick will draw a walk. That'll put runners at first and second. That'll bring up Riley Unroe. Well, now Unroe will come to the plate for the seventh time in this game. He's been up six times, and he has seen nine pitches. And he is 5-for-6. Interesting going on here. He takes. It's a strike. Floats in there. Michael Goldberg of the Hounds has the only six-hit game this year above rookie ball. Unroe is facing an outfielder, and he has a five-hit game. One ball, one strike as Shane misses inside. Pitch floats down and in for ball two, 2-1. And, of course, Shane doing a favor for the team. He's saving the bullpen. Delivers outside. That's ball three, so 3-1. The velocity reading has gone away. There's a floater, and that's outside for ball four, so the base is loaded. And Riley Unroe draws a walk. He saw five pitches in that base on balls. He'd seen nine pitches and six trips to the plate before it. Now here is Joe Rizzo. And Selman delivers, and that one just missed. Ball one, one ball, no strikes. Shane delivers, Rizzo swings and sends one a line drive up the middle. So that's going to score a couple. And it is a 19-5 ball game. When Rizzo looked pretty serious when he stepped in, I mean, he was as well he should. Again, never give away an AB, so he'll drive in a couple, little Rizzo. He's in to score from third easily is Tanner Kerwer, and from second, Patrick Frick. His ball hit toward left field, toward the corner. Fair or foul is the question. It is a foul ball off the bat of Zach Deloach. So they're batted around again. Have the Travelers. Second time in this game. Third time in the last 10 innings. Batted around in the ninth inning last night. Sent 13 to the plate. Rockhounds sent 11. So 19-5. Now, of course, the numbers going to be a little inflated here with four runs coming against an outfielder, but they continue to score by the bunches. Pitch drops down to the dirt to Zach Deloach. Zach 1-for-6, two RBIs with a single. Breaking ball, boy, just got there. That was generous. That was generous. One ball, two strikes. Breaking pitch just nibbled a corner. He fires here, and a ground ball to second, and knocked down. Gelof handled and couldn't make the play. Well, I don't know. I would think that'll give him a hit. Zach will tell you he should have made the play, but ball was sharply hit.
Number two, Jake Shiner.
So here is Jake Shiner, who led off this inning. As Travs will bat around and then some for the second time in this game. No base hit for Deloach on the sharply hit ball to second. No, bases are now loaded. And swing and a line drive into left field, a base hit. Boy, initially third base coach waved the second runner. Goodness gracious, then put the brakes on. I think he indicated to the dugout he lost his mind for a moment. You certainly don't want to try to run stuff up right here. You're going to win the ball game, and that's a 20-run ball game now. So RBI, and for Shiner, remember, he had two runs batted in earlier. He's now to 91 for the season. And here's a swing, and that is a drive to deep left field. That is high and deep, and that is going to find the corner. Going to rattle around, going to score a couple more. It'll be second and third. Now, first pitch swing before we could even tell you that was Braden Shipley again. And my goodness, the pitcher hitting is now 2 for 2 in the inning. He just missed his second home run. So second and third, and I don't think I have ever had this before. My card just got so messed up, I've lost track of the score. Swinging a ball hit toward the right field side, and I'd go out of play. Wow. Well, you know there's a lot going on when you actually lose track. I believe it is now 22-5. Thank you, scoreboard. That's what I had. Scoreboard still had 20, and I just absolutely vapor locked, swinging a foul out of play. So an 0-2 count. Checking a 1-2 count, I beg your pardon. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Pitch missing here. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tanner Kerwer is the batter. Replaced Chris Marlowe in center field a couple of innings ago. Kerwer waits, takes. That's down low, ball 3. So Shane Selman again. He's just absolutely taken one for the team here. And a 7-run inning. Here's a swing and a ball hit into right field, and that will be handled for the out. Devin Boyle reaches around and makes the play. So, well, 7-run inning for the Travs, and my goodness, it's an onslaught. I'm going to go to the bottom half of the ninth inning. Last night we said Rockhounds needed 11. They are down by 17 runs. My goodness, well, we have seen almost everything in this game tonight. To the bottom of the ninth we go. Village Car Wash score, and I ain't kidding you. Arkansas 22, the Rockhounds 5.
At H-E-B, we know that game day is about more than the game itself. The taste of victory is unparalleled, but so is the taste of H-E-B jalapeno poppers hot off the grill. Seeing the best players in their prime is truly something to behold. So is an H-E-B Prime 1 burger that you grilled to perfection. For low prices on all the things that make game day great and delicious, visit H-E-B, your official game day headquarters, or use the Buy H-E-B app to order curbside and start prepping for game day right away. This is a hamburger. And this, friends, is a Whataburger. A fresh 100% beef patty so big it can only fit on a 5-inch bun. Ah, there's another. Someone's going for a double. Maybe it'll be topped with melted cheese and, oh my goodness, grilled onions and grilled jalapenos. I'm not sure the speakers can handle any more sizzle. Whataburger. Just like you like it.
Left-hander Colin Kober will come out to try to close this. You know, we joked last night, not a save situation. And David Ellingson last night came into a 16-4 ball game. He did not get out of the ninth inning. Got two-thirds of an inning, and Hound scored 7 times. So we go to the ninth inning again. The Travelers just kind of sharing some work among the bullpen guys. 7-run inning against, of course, the outfielder, Shane Selman. So 22-5 the score, but any way you look at it, I mean, the Travelers have just come to town and just put monstrous numbers on the boards. 22 runs on 22 hits in this game. And they scored 8 runs opening night, 16 last night, 22 tonight. And I mean, that's scary. That is 46 runs, and the first game of this series did not go nine innings. It was shortened to six innings by rain, five and a half innings, actually. Top of the order now, Chase Calabuig will lead it off to go to the bottom half of the ninth inning. And now on top of everything else, the music continues. I say left-hander, forgive me, Colbert, right-hander. Delivers, and it's called strike. Well, that's, you know, it's been a long night. Can't tell left from right. 0-1 to Chase. He's 1-for-3. Walked and scored to start this game. The Rockhounds led this game 3-0. They now trail 22-5. Pitch up high for ball, one strike. Colin Cobra always, boy, don't need a uniform number to identify him. He's got a head of hair working. It's a dandy. One ball and one strike. Big swing and a miss. Chase chasing one up a little bit. Ball and two strikes to count. Calabuig, Gallop, and McCann. Cobra set at the belt. Coleman with the pitch, and that's well down and in for a ball. So make it a two-ball, two-strike count. Chase doubled and scored in the fifth, so he's 1-for-3 plus a walk. Traveler's side of my scorecard looks like something you see late night on the Weather Channel. Man, arrows and stuff going every which way. Pitch outside, ball three. Three balls, two strikes. Colbert, 4-1. Been very good, a 3.64 earned run average, his 39th appearance, all but one out of the bullpen, and he has five saves in as many chances. Swinging a fly ball high in the air to left, but not deep. And the Loach will drift over and make that catch. One man down here in the bottom half of the ninth inning. Zach Gelof, the batter, he is 1-for-3 with a two-run double. And he walked and scored back in the first. Well, one inning into this ballgame, man, it was sunshine and roses for the Rockhounds. They had scored three runs against an outstanding pitching prospect in Emerson Hancock, who is in line for the win with the first five. My boy, it went away in a hurry. Zach takes a tough strike. Well, somebody paid attention. That was a tough strike. Just got there outside part of the plate. 0-1 to count. Stretch in the 0-1. Swung on and lifted high in the air to shallow center. And Kerwer, who on the run, will make that catch. A couple of little flares in the center that Tanner's had to make a late break on, but make it he did. And two men down in the ninth. After one inning in this game, the Rockhounds led 3-0, and the Travelers had gone in order 1-2-3. 8 innings later, it is 22-5. Baseball. Kyle McCann, the batter. Kyle 1-for-4. Base hit his last time up. Bounces one foul. Count is 0-1. Lined out sharply to first base in the first inning. Struck out twice and then singled to right field. Trying to turn around a rough stretch up late is Kyle. That base hit certainly went a little ways toward doing that. And had a good swing at the bat in the first. He swings and misses here. Count is 0-2. So game and set. Here for the Travelers. Cobra comes set, 0-2 count. Bottom of the ninth. Pitch to Kyle, swinging a fly ball to center. Kerwer right there, and the ball game is over. So the Rockhounds coming home to Momentum Bank Ballpark, and they have absolutely, well, pick your cliche, run into an absolute baseball buzzsaw. The Arkansas Travelers have scored, I'd start to say 30, but that is wrong. Of course, 8 in the first game, doubled that to 16 last night, 22 tonight, 46 runs in actually 2.5 games. My goodness. Well, nothing you can do as far as this ball game, simply to say to the Arkansas Travelers, boy, on a job well done. My goodness. They are the 1927 Yankees. Gentlemen, one and all. Already a split is guaranteed in this series. Boy, and knocking the ball all over the yards. Travelers, this Bud and this Michelob Ultra are for you.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. How about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? you might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment in only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This presentation of Rock Hounds Baseball has been brought your way in part by Budweiser and by Michelob Ultra. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for a quick look at the runs, hits, and errors.
For the Arkansas Travelers in this game, my goodness, I mean, they put 22 runs up on 22 base hits and one error, 22, 22, and one. Don't see that very often. Rock Hounds, 5 runs, 9 hits, 3 errors. And the errors all came in that 8-run second inning. So they were not insignificant at all, were those 3 errors in the game. And I understand it's a 22-5 game when all is said and done. But, again, that certainly kind of helped set that table and set the tone. The winning pitcher in this game is Emerson Hancock. He is now 7-4. ERA bumped up by about a third of a point in this game, but he got the win. The loss goes to JT Ginn. He falls to 1-4. And it makes perfect sense, doesn't it? 22 runs, 22 base hits in this game. The only home run in the game was hit by a pitcher pinch hitting, and that was Braden Shipley, who hit the home run off an outfielder who was pitching. Braden Shipley with the home run, and that came with a man on in the ninth inning. All sorts of guys, of course, had big ball games. Of course, Shipley then, remember, came up and drove in two more with another base hit. So Shipley went 2-for-2, then played right field in the ninth inning. Of course, a lot of hitters can pitch, and a lot of pitchers have played position players and positions in the past in their careers. And so Shipley tonight, 2-for-2 with a home run and 4 driven in one inning, including a pinch hit appearance. Oh, my goodness. Travelers have made it 3 in a row. I've got to reboot something here. We'll check that ball game. I believe Wichita has closed out Springfield. We know that Amarillo did defeat Frisco. So the South Division, when all is said and done, of course, and the way in which it came to be for the Rockhounds has to be troubling, to be sure. But the Sod Poodles did defeat Frisco, so we'll take a very quick look at the standings boards in both divisions. A real quick look at some of the high-profile guys in this ball game in a couple of moments. From Momentum Bank Ballpark, Final Village Car Wash, score of the game, oh my, Travelers 22, the Rockhounds 5.
At Village Car Wash, we have one goal, to make your vehicle look its very best. And we've been doing it since 1969, more than 50 years. Village Car Wash also offers fuel, complete detailing, and 14-point oil changes. You'll find us at 604 Andrews Highway, open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 and Saturdays from 8 to 4. The best in the business for more than 50 years. Village Car Wash, Midland's first car wash.
VIP Sports Getaway is the official transportation provider for the Rockhounds, and they can be your getaway too. Cowboys fans, check out our packages for the 2022 season. They include your game ticket, hotel accommodations, transportation, and the ultimate Bill Bates tailgate party. It's a private, all-inclusive party with a catered meal and beverages. VIP Sports Getaway offers Rangers baseball packages, too. To find out more, visit VIPSportsGetaway.com.
Boy, the Travelers may have to be bribed to go to the team bus on Sunday when this series is over. They have put 46 runs on the board, and they have done that in the span of 24 innings. Again, 6 innings in the opening of this series with a rain-shortened ball game. Had a little bit of mist falling tonight, but it wasn't bad at all. But only 46 runs in 24 innings of baseball. In this one, the Travelers, an 8-run second inning, and that was basically all she wrote. We mentioned the Rockhounds had a 3-0 lead after the first inning, and everything looked just fine. But, boy, the Travelers with an 8-run second. They added 3 more in the third. Fourth inning saw them score 2 more, 2 in the sixth. One of the bright spots, the Double-A debut tonight of pitcher Trayson Kubo up from Lansing, went 2 innings, gave up a couple of base hits, a double on his first Double-A pitch. Hello, how are you? But did not give up a run, struck out 3 batters, didn't walk anybody, so certainly bright side there. A couple of scoreless innings for Kubo. And then remember, the last seven runs were scored against an outfielder, but that happens. And again, a position player pitching, that is to spare your bullpen. And while it can make for an interesting inning, that is for sure, as an outfielder pitching, facing a pitcher pinch hitting, say that three times real fast. And Braden Shipley ended up, in fact, going up to the plate twice in the ninth inning, and he had a home run and a double. Drove in four runs. My goodness gracious. In this ball game, again, all sorts of guys had really big games. And right at the top of the order, Riley Unruh went 5-for-6 in this game, plus a walk. And the 5-for-6 came with just 9 pitches. He then drew a base on balls in the ninth against Shane Selman. But, boy, he was aggressive. He's been swinging the bat extremely well. Continued that tonight. Went 5-for-6, did Unruh. Had a couple of RBIs and scored 4 runs. And that helps lead the way. Jake Shiner went 3-for-5. He had 3 runs scored and 3 runs driven in. Chris Marlowe went 3-for-4, had 2 runs and 2 ribbies. Matt Scheffler went 2-for-5, but scored 3, drove in a couple. So top to bottom, Arkansas really swinging the bats tonight. Statistically just strange, Logan Davidson 3-for-4 with an RBI in this ballgame. He had hits in his first 3 times up, so he had hits in 6 consecutive at-bats after breaking a slump of 6-for-53. Just the stuff that we saw tonight, just absolutely crazy. Some of it crazy good, some of it just flat crazy. And Arkansas with the victory in this ballgame. So 22-22-1 for the Travs, 5-9-3 for the Rockhounds. Wanted to double-check that ball game in Springfield. For some reason, not showing up. Yeah, that was final. I thought I saw it. It is 12-8 Wichita. So the wind surge now really starting to take control, one would think, of the North Division. Again, Springfield, the second-place team, they are now actually tied with the Travs. Both teams are 6 games behind Wichita. But there are but 15 to go when the teams take the diamond tomorrow. So that's certainly a lot to ask. And Wichita making a big step the last couple of nights. They rallied in the ninth inning to defeat Springfield last night. Jumped on them pretty early, 8-1 at one point in that game. They go on to win 12-8. And in the South again, Frisco by 1 game over the Hounds and by 1 game over the Arkansas Travelers when play resumes tomorrow. Pitching matchup in our Friday night edition will be the Matamoskas taking the diamond. Stephen Kolek, 5-12 with a 4.94 ERA, right-hander for the Travs. And Jack Cushing will bid to become a double-digit winner. Jack has 9 victories. He spent a little bit of time at AAA, but he's 9-3 with the Hounds with a 3.84 earned run average. Only after these first 2 games, who knows what tomorrow will bring, but we will look forward to bringing it to you, whatever it may be. For all of us with the Rockhounds, Bob Hart's at Momentum Bank Ballpark, where we saw a whole bunch of baseball tonight. Arkansas wins it by the final score of 22-5. And until tomorrow, we'll say goodnight to Red, Leo, and Mr. Jackson. We say goodnight to Mr. Scully. And goodnight, my friends, from Momentum Bank Ballpark.
Thanks for joining us for this edition of Rockhounds Radio. Remember, MidlandRockhounds.org is your place for all things Rockhounds as we celebrate our 50th anniversary season. Check out upcoming special events at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Order your tickets, visit the Rockhounds store, and join Bob for play-by-play, home and away. Now, until next time, thanks for being part of Rockhounds Baseball.